Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Sexual misconduct allegations are chasing two members of Congress from Capitol Hill. Democrat Eric Swalwell of California, he had previously abandoned his bid for governor of California, is quitting Congress. Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas, he's leaving Congress as well. President Trump says U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz is working. He says it's no heavy lift for the American military.
They're doing no business. I didn't like seeing boats come out if they were doing business with Iran, but if they weren't, no boats came out. So now Iran is doing absolutely no business, and we're going to keep it that way very easily.
The president ordered the blockade after last week's U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan ended without a deal, and now Pakistan is proposing a new round of talks between the two sides. Later today, the U.S. will referee direct talks between Israel and Lebanon. Those talks will take place in Washington. From Jerusalem, the BBC's Yolande Nell.
While the Lebanese government really wants to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, the war has been so devastating in Lebanon, with more than a million people displaced by the fighting, more than 2,000 killed, while Israel is saying, you know, at the moment it does not see any prospect of a ceasefire. It is insisting that Hezbollah must be disarmed. And Hezbollah, as a group, it has been rejecting these talks out of hand, saying it won't abide by anything that is agreed as a result of these.
$4.11 per gallon, that is this morning's national average for gasoline. AAA says it's about a penny cheaper than yesterday's average. Watching Wall Street, stock futures positive so far. The Dow futures are up 24 points. NASDAQ futures better by 95 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking at you live at the Bay Bridge. Sunrise is coming up. Very nice for the eastbound side. Westbound, three lanes open and no complaints right now. Getting over towards the area, Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. We had a problem on the Capitol Beltway about 15 minutes ago. Outer loop at the spur at I-270 that just moved to the shoulder. But very quickly, we backed up to Route 29 and up around the Georgia Avenue ramp. So be prepared. You'll have brake lights there. If you're leaving the city in Baltimore, you're heading south. There's a minor wreck on the shoulder. Russell Street right near the ramp at Waterview Avenue may cause at least a brief delay there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The heat is on starting today. We've got bright sunshine and some hot temperatures with highs headed for the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as lows fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
63 degrees in Owings Mills and 62 in Pasadena. It's 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that warmer weather may be here, but in one part of downtown Baltimore, a piece of winter is still hanging around at the Old Town Mall parking lot. City crews spent the day moving and spreading what remains of a massive snow pile, even as Temps reached the 70s. Back in January, the lot was one of the dumping grounds for all the snow cleared from city streets during a major winter storm. And on the final day of the legislative session, lawmakers gave the final stamp of approval to a bill aimed at strengthening protections for foster care children after a teen girl died while in the state's care. Named after 16-year-old Kanaya Ward, the legislation creates a state foster care ombudsman and ties funding for guardianship assistance to criminal background checks. Mike Griffith, a Republican of Cecil and Harford counties, is the lead sponsor of the bill. He said he hopes the passage of his bill shows the Ward family their child's death won't be in vain. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 949. The pick four, 5936. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, keeping you cool all spring and summer long. Orioles rallied for their series opening win last night as the Birds overcome a six-run deficit to beat the D-backs 9-7 at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Jeremiah Jackson led the way, going 3-for-4, two homers, five ribbies, including a grand slam. Pete Alonso clubbed a go-ahead two-run shot of his own for his second homer of the year. Albert Suarez picking up the win in relief. Ryan Helsley recorded his fifth save. The teams continue their series tonight. In other news, the Orioles acquired Christian Encarnacion Strand from the Cincinnati Reds for help at first base. Well, it's over for the Capitals. They're set for the final regular season game tonight. They're on the road to play the Columbus Blue Jackets. Caps have beaten Columbus in each of their first three meetings this season. Washington was eliminated from the postseason contention last night when the Flyers beat the Hurricanes of Carolina in a 3-2 shootout. And the Maryland Twins basketball team added again to their roster. The Terrapins received a commitment from Oklahoma State transfer forward Robert Jennings II. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. Casey and Company is on the air, and this is Tuesday. It is April the 14th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. It's over. 449th session of the Maryland General Insane Asylum concludes with Signy Die. And as usually, we got screwed. That basically sums it up. We can end the show right now.
I wish I was surprised. I do.
You do not have that surprised look on your face, Maggie.
No, it's nausea.
Maryland lawmakers passing Kanaya's law, but will it matter? Will it matter once you pass all the laws in the world, but state agencies are just incompetent, inefficient, And good luck with that. Three stories the media refused to report. We have them for you here this morning. And they involve the Russia hoax, the CCP virus jab, and how many Americans have been killed by illegal aliens. It's a staggering number. Wait till you hear it. It's crazy. But our top story here today, well, there's a lot of coverage here on the Maryland General Insane Asylum. This is the lawmakers in Annapolis just passed the Utility Relief Act. It's otherwise known as the Democrat CYA Act. Because they have basically botched everything to do with energy, energy generation, energy costs, energy supply, distribution, data centers, and they knew it. And so this was some, you know, again, the Hail Mary pass to try to convince us that, oh, we're going to get $150 a year in relief on this thing. There's no real generation of energy. They do clean energy generation, but they don't care because that's not enough to power the entire state. But the governor and the Democrats out there saying yesterday that this is going to save us a ton of money.
Actions that are being taken today will save hundreds of dollars for Maryland's families.
Hundreds of dollars. 150. That's hundreds. Hundreds of dollars. And there's no guarantee of any other savings anywhere else in this bogus energy bill. The speaker called it a crowning achievement.
It is the crowning achievement of this legislative session.
I think they'll all be crowned, tell you the truth.
Eat some imperial margarine and then get a crown,
yeah,
I bet.
Yeah. Talk about no kings and no queens day. It's amazing what's happening. Dollar Bill Ferguson says, hey, you're getting a lot of relief, but only if you qualify, meaning low-income folks, you're going to get the lion's share of this savings.
We are accelerating and funding the limited income mechanism set up in statute to cap monthly bills for our most vulnerable Marylanders. That program has the potential to save eligible Marylanders up to $1,400, $1,400 a year, depending on their utility service territory.
So if you're low income, if you're vulnerable, you get the $1,400 in relief, but the rest of us, you know, schlubs, get $150. Okay? Not to say that we aren't vulnerable as well from these skyrocketing prices. Meanwhile, the Republicans, they tried, but again, they just don't have the numbers to make anything meaningful pass.
Working together to meet the moment for the people of our state. I know that sounds like a foreign concept to people in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, well, there's a swipe at Washington. Of course, President Trump is doing something about lowering energy prices. Now, once the war is over, the blockade and so on and so forth, those prices will come back down. Remember, it was down to $2.89 a gallon before the Operation Epic Fury started. And we're just starting to see a lot of, we're now, you know, again, we have more energy than Russia and also Saudi Arabia combined. So the president at the federal level, they are doing things to help with the cost of energy, but not so much here in Maryland, where the Republicans tried to amend the bills, but nothing was accepted.
Seeing a lot of support from the Republicans in the Senate when we got amendments on that we thought made a difference. In the conference committee, it appears that all of those amendments got stripped away.
Of course they did, because they have a supermajority. They can do whatever they want. They give the Republicans the appearance that you have some say in this whole thing. And at the end of the day, oh, we're just stripping out all your amendments, and we'll just do whatever we want anyway. That's soft tyranny is what it is. This is what happens when you allow one party to dominate, as it has for so long in this state. And coming up, we'll take a look at the data centers and something that, you know, Governor Moore said as well that is yeah, a little bit troubling. 613 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, and both the tunnels not too bad right now. The one camera that we normally look at going into the Old Harbor Tunnel is giving us a fabulous view of the Keith Avenue ramp. Why? I don't know. There's one car on the Keith Avenue ramp, and we're not looking at traffic going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So maybe they'll figure that out before it gets dark later, and we'll let you know what's going on. So we'll keep you posted on that. There's a report now of a minor accident, BW Parkway southbound, near the airport cutoff. Anything there, even on the shoulder, could give us a problem for the traffic south from the Beltway and then heading down to the airport cutoff there at I-195. Slowing on the Capitol Beltway already. The vehicles are on the shoulder, outer loop near the spur at I-270 in Montgomery County, but it created a very quick backup. Probably not going to recover, so if you're over from New Hampshire Avenue towards Georgia Avenue, that's the reason for the brake lights as you're heading across the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a really warm day today. Sunny, hot, upper 80s. Overnight temperatures are going to be the mid-60s tomorrow. Sunny, and the highs could reach 90. Thursday as well, temperatures are going to be in the 80s before things cool down a little bit for the upcoming weekend. So going to be a hot one today here in springtime. Right now it's already 59 in Ocean City, 61 in Severn. Time for some one-liner news. Facebook's parent company, Meta, is building an AI avatar of Mark Zuckerberg that will be used to meet with the company staff.
I'm a little bit...
I'm just saying, you could probably do an AI-generated email just instead of an AI meeting. I mean, who wants to see an AI avatar of Mark Zuckerberg, especially if you work for the guy? Is that bizarre?
Yeah, strange. Yeah.
Nobody's going to trust anybody. It's like, who's real?
Fatu, a gorilla at the Berlin Zoo in Germany, and the oldest gorilla in captivity, just celebrated her 69th birthday, but they're apparently still looking for a mate for Fatu. They're looking for an ape that would consider her the gorilla of his dreams.
I have so many things I can say, but I don't want to get in trouble.
You don't want to get in trouble. No. That's right. You can now purchase a new or used car on Amazon in 130 cities in the United States. The only problem is they park it right on your porch.
Okay.
Have you ever anybody know that? What's that other one? Carvana? I always see the ads for that.
Yeah, where they deliver. It's like a car vending machine, so they say.
Yeah, exactly.
Just pick a car and they deliver it.
Do you know anybody that's ever bought one like that?
Mm-mm.
I don't.
I don't.
Yeah. No. What happens if your money gets stuck? I mean,
you keep putting the bills in it, or keep spitting the dollar bills out, because it won't read.
Or like in a regular vending machine, when you get that bag of chips, it just won't come down the machine.
Vlad, what do you do then?
Rory McIlroy, the latest golfer to win back-to-back Masters since Tiger Woods. He's also the first Irishman to put on a green jacket since St. Patrick's Day.
Might be the same one that was left on one.
They were talking also about, who was it? Was it Greg Norman that had the six-stroke disaster at the Masters?
Yeah, he lost to Nick Faldo.
Yeah, that was a disaster. NBA NHL playoffs begin on a Saturday. Great, now you can bet on actual sports instead of the Iran war and poly markets. I was watching that the other day. It's like you can actually make a bet on who you think is going to win in the Persian Gulf there.
For real. Mm.
Again, it's going to be hot this week. Extreme heat headed to the East Coast this week. So hot in Washington, President Trump posted an image of himself as a savior, an air conditioning repairman.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was funny. It was, and he says
he and Leo are going at it.
Yeah, we're going to get to that a little bit later on this morning. It's not just Leo. This is a concerted effort by the entire Catholic Church to come after President Trump. Yeah. Apple's announced they're developing their own line of AI glasses. What are they going to call it? Lens? I don't know. Eyeball?
Eyeball. There you go.
Yeah. So the big question today is a pecan day, but how do you pronounce it?
Pecan. Pecan. Pecan.
How do you pronounce it, Maggie?
Pecan.
They say in the United States, if you're above the Mason-Dixon line, people say pecan, but if you're in the South, it's pecan.
But why? I guess everybody, to each his own.
Yeah. How do you pronounce it, Chuck?
Pecan.
You know pecan?
Yeah, he's like, you know, in the South.
He's a mixture.
Virginia.
He's a mixture. He has the pecan.
You can't take the Baltimore out of you.
All right, I'm going to play the class of 2026 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. See how many you can identify. that's how now I see Maggie furiously scribbling here. So do you think you can, there are others, but those are the four we just played.
Well, number one, Phil Collins.
Phil
and
Collins?
Not Genesis, because he was on his own. Ha!
Phil Collins.
Billy Idol.
Yes.
This is embarrassing because I used to party to Run to the Hills. Can I tell him ever? I can't think. I know the song. Shame on me.
Iron Maiden.
Maiden. Right. Maiden.
And
Maiden. Maiden.
Iron Biden.
was not Iron Pecan, that's for sure. Oasis was also that Sade is being inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's like
talented,
soft
but
jazz.
There was like, I think she charted one.
Yeah, Smooth Operator was the big one. There was right. another.
And they overplayed it.
Yeah. Wu-Tang Clan, Luther Vandross, and Joy Division New Order round out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for this year.
And they're still leaving out a lot of people that deserve it.
Yeah,
yeah, very
anybody
much
of note that you
it.
Wanted to recognize here?
Well, I don't know. You know, it took a long time. You know, Neil Sedaka.
Yeah.
People like that. Well, Moody Blues never got in there for a long time. They held them out.
You yeah. know who I want.
Who's
on
that?
The try. I mean,
who do you want, Maggie?
Boy. Tony.
Tony Orlando.
Orlando.
Yeah. He's a pop guy. I don't know if he's, I would classify
but
rock
he,
and roll.
Yeah, but I've seen pop crossover yeah, type right. stuff make it into the Hall of Fame. Okay. He deserves it.
All right.
Seriously.
Joe, if you had a choice between Tony Orlando and David Cassidy, who would it be?
Oh, that is tough.
Is it tough? How tough is it?
That's really tough. Actually, Tony Orlando.
Really?
I have to say because.
Okay.
Well, no. This is, that's just
you have
not
to pick
fair.
One. You have to pick one. Just one.
Okay, Tony, because he's more approachable. He's quite the approachable. He was very.
Is it
kind.
True that
did
you and,
approach him?
You and your sister
yes,
tried to approach
did.
David Cassidy in a hotel. And,
yes, we did, yeah. and we got in trouble, yeah. and we're sorry.
You were booted out.
you were asked to leave. We were kindly asked to chill out.
By the way, Sid Croft, the savvy businessman who partnered with his younger brother Marty to mass, they had an entertainment empire. Kids' TV shows like HR Puffin Stuff,
yes.
Land of the Lost, and the Banana Splits.
I love the Banana Splits.
He passed away Friday in his sleep at the age of 96.
God bless him. Yeah. Made a lot of kids happy.
All right. Off and running. Thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple. I had a fantastic experience at Town Appliance in Owings Mills, and you will, too, if you go by and see Mayor and Mayor, two guys named Mayor. They run the place. Helped me hunt down the perfect kitchen upgrades. They actually made the process fun. Instead of the usual stress, they focused on finding similar matches with high-end brands like Bosch. The best part? We're getting appliances that have everyone in the house happy, no high-pressure sales, just expert knowledge to ensure you get exactly what fits your needs. If you want more savings, go check out their Spring Black Friday shopping event. It's going on right now. They also offer flexible financing options to make it even easier. So for hours, more information, head over to townappliance.com. Great sales, great appliances, and a happy home for everyone.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the wreck on the BW Parkway is creating a little bit of a backup here. It's at the airport cutoff at I-195, and the report now is backed up to West Nursery Road. So if you're going south towards the airport on the parkway, heads up for that. It's going to take an extra 4 or 5 minutes now to get through that area. Beltway continues clear. Nothing major so far. We don't see any delays on the Beltway. Some brief delays, a little heavier traffic, but so far so good. Southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny and a hot one today. Upper 80s overnight. Temperatures in the mid-60s. We may see 90 by tomorrow. And right now, we're looking at starting to heat up. 62 in the city, 64 in Parkville. And speaking of the heat, you might some folks might need the AC tomorrow. It's going to be not very humid. It's going to be hot, though. But and so I'll tell you my the rest of my story, because I've told it before about my humongous bill I just received for the last month. Because there's an end to that story. But, again, this Utility Relief Act is pure CYA on the part of the Democrats. They know they're vulnerable on this energy issue. It's their policies, their agenda that has dried up supply with this green, raw deal. And Governor Moore is crowing about how the data centers are going to end up paying for their own energy.
Under this law, data centers will pay for the grid upgrades that they need, and not the people of the state of Maryland.
Yeah, but what about the people whose lines and the lines, the transmission lines, are going to cross? You know, remember MPRP with the property owners and the farmers and the landowners in Baltimore County, Carroll County, and Frederick County? What has been done to help these individuals? Nothing, according to Senator Steve Hershey, the minority leader in the Maryland Senate.
They've taken 90 days to push through a policy that does very little for ratepayers. They should be ashamed of themselves, actually. We have some great ideas, a lot of ideas that came through from the Republican caucuses that would have provided substantial savings to ratepayers in Maryland, and they neglected all of them.
Yeah, the Democrats wake up every morning and then they hate a couple things. One, they hate Donald Trump. That's obvious. And two, fossil fuels. I mean, that's it. I mean, they are just getting up. It's all about climate change. It's all anti-Trump derangement syndrome. And Maryland Republicans, Delegate Jason Buckle and others, are saying, look, they've left Maryland ratepayers holding the bag, even with this Utility Relief Act.
Today, we're passing a bill that basically is the death knell for the data center industry. They'll never come to Maryland. Here's the problem. The transmission lines to power Virginia's data center industry, they're still going to be coming across your Maryland homes. We're still going to be paying as part of the PGM cost for those transmission lines. We get no value from it whatsoever, but we get all the costs, and this bill just completely neglected it.
They didn't do anything that's going to bring new energy and new generation back to the state. And, you know, again, to see the governor continue to blame President Trump for this, you know, no, he has to take a look at the Democrats in the General Assembly. They've created the policies. They are what's made energy costs more expensive in Maryland.
So, nothing, no new energy, no new generation, nothing's really changed. The transmission lines are still, MPRP is still, they're going to use eminent domain. Governor Moore has not done a thing to, obviously he's got a new PSC, commission chair in, Kumar Barve, but that's it. And of course, the ratepayers, $150. Now, in my personal story, my case, you probably might remember, that I opened up a bill, my last, electric bill for, BGE. Remember, they took away my energy choice. I was Constellation. I had a great kilowatt hour. I think it was like 11 cents an hour. Now I'm paying like, what, 16 cents an hour? So they took away my choice. They canceled my contract, and they opened up my bill. And I was averaging about, you know, in the winter, when it was cold. I usually average around $300 a month. And I knew it was going to be more because it was really cold for January, February. And I was expecting, you know, $450, somewhere in that vicinity. $1,000! Not only was it $1,000, I had, I'm on budget billing. My budget billing went from, I think I had a, I owe them like $100 or something, to $888 that I owed on my budget. So I called, and they were very nice. They came out, they checked the meter, and they just checked the meter this week, and they say the meter is accurate. The meter's working fine. So, again, we're all getting screwed by Maryland Democrats. We import 40% of our energy. The fact is now the chickens are coming home to roost for this radical green agenda, this climate change alarmism and radical green agenda, this war on fossil fuel. We are all end up paying the price. Now, again, my $150 are going to save me this year got wiped out and then some. Okay? So I had a $600 or $700 increase in my monthly bill. That gets wiped out. Now, a lot of it has to do with the energy choice that they also took away. There's no competition anymore. BGE can pretty much charge whatever they want. PSC is a rubber stamp. Go to BGE victims on the Facebook page, and you'll find out exactly. There are a lot of people. Look, yeah, it is what it is. You know, you can complain about it all you want, but you know, as long as you live in the state of Maryland, this place is ruled, not run, not governed, ruled by the Democrats. Now, if you want to make a change, there's some guys out there. There's Ed Hale Sr., there's Dan Cox, there's John Myrick, there's Shannon Wright. There are other people that are the people out there that are challenging this governor, that are challenging the Democrats. You just have to make sure you get out and make sure you vote this year. You know, get that. Take your BGE bill with you to the ballot box as a reminder. All right, the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. And check it out each and every day, and you'll see the our audio and video highlight of the day. Coming up next, right after 8:30 news, three stories that the media just absolutely refuses to report, but we have them for you here on Casey and Company at 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines, and once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. No charges will be filed against the Baltimore police officers involved in a deadly shooting on January 20th. The Attorney General's Independent Investigations Division determined that the officers who shot and killed Jamari Muse did not commit a crime. Neither Sergeant Carlos Arias nor Officer Edward Ruiz will be prosecuted. The Bank Street shooting after police responded to a report of a man who was armed and threatening another person. When officers arrived, they tackled 40-year-old Jamari Muse, who managed to take a gun from one of the officers and fired at police. The officers fired back and killed Muse. A handgun was recovered near Muse, and no officers were injured. And the Maryland Prescription Drug Advisory Board has capped the price of the type 2 diabetes drug Jardiance for residents on government health plans. Regulators have voted to approve a payment limit of $197 per month for the drug, down from the list price of $573, which is a reduction of 66%. According to the board, the cap is expected to save state and local governments around $320,000. A year. Maryland Citizens Health Initiative President Vincent DeMarco tells the Baltimore Sun the board's action is going to save state and municipal governments and ultimately all Marylanders a lot of money. And the Baltimore Department of Public Works says the fluoride levels in drinking water will be temporarily lowered due to supply issues caused in part by the war in Iran. The DPW says a key supplier in Israel has experienced a significant disruption in its operations, and the adjustment is being driven by supply availability. The move will impact residents served by the city's water system, including some in Baltimore and Howard counties. And Fox 45 reports as Jewish communities marked Holocaust Remembrance Day, members of Baltimore's Jewish community and others gathered Monday at Beth Tefillah Congregation in Pikesville to honor the 6 million Jewish victims of the Holocaust and those who resisted Nazi persecution. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're getting some slowing now at both the Harvard Tunnels. 895 is beginning to slow around the Erdman Avenue ramp, and traffic is going into the tunnel. And in the meantime, the Fort McHenry Tunnel also beginning to slow just a bit around O'Donnell Street. The lanes are open with the heavy traffic south. Right now, no incidents, but heavy traffic is already there. 7 to 10 minute delays and building right now southbound. The wreck on the BW Parkway southbound near the airport cutoff. You may have brake lights there after West Nursery Road going south. Another new minor wreck on the Capitol Beltway very quickly to the shoulder on the outer loop at Connecticut Avenue. Delays begin at New Hampshire Avenue heading around to the Mormon Temple. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The heat is on starting today. We've got bright sunshine and some hot temperatures with highs headed for the upper 80s. partly cloudy and mild tonight as lows fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary, how's the morning off? I'm Sean Casey, Stein on sports. Well, the Birds scored 8 unanswered runs to come back and beat the Diamondbacks 9-7 last night at the Yard. Jeremiah Jackson led the way for Baltimore, going 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, including a grand slam. Pete Alonso clubbed a go-ahead 2-run shot of his own, his second of the year. Albert Suarez picks up the win in relief. Ryan Helsley records his 5th save. Orioles now won 6 of their last 7 games and improved to 9-7 on the season. Nolan Arenado and Kettle Marte each had 2 home runs in the Arizona setback. Also, the Orioles manager Craig Almanaz got hit by a foul ball by off the bat of one of his own players, but he returned to the game and he is going to be okay. Orioles are adding some first base depth. The team acquired Christian Encarnacion Strand from the Reds on Monday in exchange for cash considerations. The 26-year-old was designated for assignment last week after starting the season in the minors. Encarnacion Strand has just 65 big league appearances over the past 2 years due to injuries or performance. He did hit 13 home runs in his 2023 debut. In addition, the Birds put first baseman Ryan Mountcastle on the 60-day injured list, and that, of course, what facilitated that acquisition of Encarnacion Strand. Caps are eliminated. They're out of the Stanley Cup playoff race. Last night, the Flyers shootout win over the Canes. That means they'll have their final regular season game. They're on the road to play the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. The Caps have beaten Columbus in each of their first 3 meetings this season. Washington has been eliminated from postseason contention. It also may be the final game that the Great Eight ever plays. Alexander Ovechkin, he's going to make a decision this summer as to whether or not he'll return for his 22nd year or hang up his hockey sweater. WNBA draft was held Monday. The Mystics selected 6 players, including 3 in round 1. Washington brought in UCLA teammates Lauren Betts and Angelo Dukalich, as well as Ole Miss's Cody McMahon in the first round, followed by Notre Dame's Cassandra Prosper and Baylor's Dariana Littlepage Bugs in the second round. So that is the WNBA draft. NBA, NHL playoffs get underway. The NBA playoffs play-in game is today. Stanley Cup playoffs will start this Saturday. That's a look at Stein on Sports.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
$6.37. I mean, seriously, $12.50 a month? That's the relief we're going to get? It's going to lose itself. I mean, nobody's going to see that. I mean, I wonder if there's going to be some kind of, significant marking on your bill or some kind of note on your bill or something that's going to... I don't know how they're going to do it. Maybe they're going to say, Democrats relief charge. Is what they're going to try to do. I just don't understand. It's just not going to make up much of a difference at all, especially if you're like me, where you've now had hundreds of dollars in just 1 month or 1 quarter. And the other thing about budget billing is that they adjust it every 3 months. So you could go for a month and or 3 months. That's what happened to me. I mean, I was because they took away my energy choice with Constellation, and I was still paying. I was paying BG for distribution, Constellation for the actual electricity charge. But then once they took that away in mid January and canceled my contract, then I'm looking at now I'm adding more to the deficit each and every month. And they don't tell you that until you get your bill. And so it's a mess. It really is. And they've just made it even worse. All right. 3 stories of the media continue to refuse to report. It took 6 years. And I do blame John Ratcliffe, the former director of national intelligence, because I think we could have had this information earlier. But I don't think he had the stones to bring it out. Tulsi Gabbard does. And that's why we have it today. But now we finally have it lying and disgusting, shifty shift. covered up a transcript from a corrupt former Inspector General Atkinson, who testified that the BS whistleblower in the first bogus Trump impeachment was caught in a lie. This was buried in the basement of the U.S. Capitol until yesterday. We've been begging for this record to be released for years, because we know that sleazy, shifty Schiff was hiding it for some scrupulous reason. Now we know the reason. He buried the truth so he could commit another coup against President Trump in an effort to remove him from power. Where's the testimony from former and fired corrupt Intelligence Committee Inspector General Michael Atkinson that Adam Schiff hid in the Capitol basement? These are questions we've been asking now for the last several years. It goes all the way back to 2019 when the Democrats went after Trump for discussing the Biden's actions in Ukraine. One interview was covered up by corrupt Shifty Schiff until today. This is a guy that also changed texts on the J6 testimony. This guy should be doing the perp walk right now. So Todd Blanche, I don't know what you're doing, but you better get at it pretty quickly. There's got to be some accountability here. Atkinson was identified in the FISA abuse report by the DOJ, Inspector General Horowitz, as one of the individuals who was involved in FISA abuse, which provided President Trump cover for firing Atkinson. But corrupt politicians like lying Shifty Schiff pushed for this unconstitutional and criminal impeachment of President Trump, were up in arms about the president's action. Shifty Schiff has got to be held accountable, and hopefully the acting Attorney General Todd Blanche. I mean, Pam Bondi did nothing with it, and of course this was pretty much common knowledge now for a while, and now we'll see if Blanche picks up and runs with it. Also, the second story the media won't report, Senate investigators have conclusively proved the Biden regime officials downplayed the risk of vaccine-induced myocarditis, that's heart inflammation, and failed to warn the public about the potential dangers of the CCP virus jab. They knew! Widespread and dangerous loss of trust in public health authorities is thus hardly unsurprising. The latest is Senator Ron Johnson, the chairman of the Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, recently notified Robert F. Kennedy Jr., that records show that the Biden regime officials failed to notify the public about significant safety risks and signals for ischemic stroke. That's a blockage of blood to the brain. This was among patients aged 65 and older. Now, there's this German toxicologist who's claiming that anywhere from 20 to 60,000 deaths could be attributed directly as a result of the CCP virus jab, but there's no peer-reviewed studies that can confirm that. But he recently testified before the German parliament that Pfizer could be the problem there. So this new report out show once again the Biden regime officials knew of the vaccine risks and did not do anything to warn Americans or the world about it. So again, accountability. We've got, if you don't hold big pharma and big government responsible for not telling us, look, if they want to come up with a vaccine, that's up to them. But we should know everything there is to know about that vaccine that they knew. Now, some things they may not have known at the time, but the things that they did know, they did not share with us. So we could not make an informed choice about whether or not we wanted to take the jab or not. And that, I think, is criminal behavior. All right, there's one more story we'll get to in just a second. The numbers are just staggering, so stay tuned. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, there's a new wreck on 895 southbound. It's in the area of the Lombard Street ramp, so it's after the Erdman Avenue ramp. And just looking at it, it appears to be kind of crowding the right lane, very close to the right lane in the merge lane from Lombard Street. So both lanes are still getting by. We were already backed up anyway through that area, so now they have a visual to look at. and we're already backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. So very quickly, that delay is there, and eventually this is going to wind up, if it stays there, it's going to back up towards Moravia Road. So that will send some traffic over to 95 South. So very quickly now, we're going to go from 10, 12-minute delays to 15 to 20-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. There's a new wreck. I haven't seen it yet. The camera is not quite on it. Eastbound I-70 at Route 32. The camera is facing east of Route 32. It looks like the backup is before Route 32. So if you're coming in from Route 97 and Woodbine Road through there, heads up as you're getting closer to I-70 at the ramp at 32, and we'll try to get a look at that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny and hot today. Upper 80s. Overnight temps tonight in the mid-60s. And then the heat is on. Sunshine tomorrow, and the highs could reach 90. It feels good. It does. After that cold stretch. I remember during it was like 9 degrees. The wind chill was minus 5. So I'll take it. I'd much rather have the heat.
You know, back in the day when I was up in the airplane back in the day, April came along and it got to be 90 degrees for about a week and a half.
Oh, is that
and
right?
It was hot.
Yeah. And was it humid as well?
Yeah.
See, still we still have a cool overnight period here, so it's not too bad. But
no, it's not bad.
Back in the dog days of August when it's 100 degrees and it's like still 80 degrees at night. It's a little bit crazy.
I'll take it.
You like the heat?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Mostly sunny.
Sweat and freeze.
Yeah, sunny and 61 right now, Middle River, and it is 60 in Pasadena as well. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of
Butterball Johnson.
This is not a career opportunity.
You kind of knew that by now, though.
You would think.
Right.
Can't be that dumb.
Crumble has debuted its new confetti cake battered cheesecake.
Whoa!
As part of their rotating dessert menu, available now through April 18th. They have confetti cake batter cheesecake, cookies and cream milkshake cookie, a sugar cookie, and a chocolate cupcake cookie. All at Crumble. And those cookies usually cost at least $5 or more. So that's a big cookie, as they say. Reese's now has added marshmallow filling to the Big Cup, one of their big fan favorites. So you get the chocolate and the peanut butter, and you eat the marshmallow filling.
A fluffernutter.
Well. Yeah, exactly.
With chocolate.
Yeah, with chocolate. Exactly. Here's one for you, Maggie. PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, and Grillo's, the pickle maker.
Pickles.
They're making pickle beer official. So now you can drink pickle beer. And
you
know
what?
You can get pickled
on
pickle beer.
You can get pickled off your pickle.
Would you try it?
I would.
You would try
it. There's something about
beer. Would you like a big dill?
Excuse me.
I love them all. I love big dills. I like gherkins. I like them all.
The bread and butter.
Bring me
as well?
Pickles.
Okay. So do you like fried pickles?
Yes.
Okay.
That is smackaroo.
Yeah, fried pickles are good.
Call her Penny Piper.
So PBR Grillo's have now turned the classic pickle spear in a lager, and a ready to drink release available now, and it comes in a 6-pack. So
yes, it's green
cans. I don't know if they have bottles or not. I know they have the cans. The label.
Like the can. The bottles get warm too quick, and it's just kind of you get the backwash and.
Right. Baron Trump. Did you know he's now got a beverage brand? He's
Baron
unveiled
Brew?
First son, Baron Trump's new beverage venture has announced its first two flavors ahead of its planned launch, now set for May. Soyuz Yerba Mate is headquartered near Mar-a-Lago, and they now have a 12-pack pineapple and coconut. That's going to be their first flavor that's going to launch May.
Is that a soda? Is it a... I just don't know what kind of... Is it like just a non-alcoholic?
Yeah, it's they think it's a light beverage. It's sort of like... it's not a juice. But it's like a healthy beverage. It's like
with like
coconut
the
water,
poop and soda.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a caffeinated herbal tea beverage.
Well, pardon me.
Yeah,
I won't be having any of that.
Right. You won't
have
try
the poop
it.
Soda.
Well,
Chuck.
You're a tea drinker, Chuck.
Yeah, but not that kind of stuff. Just like Earl Grey.
Right.
I knew him. I dated him in high school.
The Earl of Grey. is what he is now. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48. All right, the third story that the media just won't report. We did the, obviously, Shifty Shift should be in a perp walk now, wearing an orange jumpsuit, I think. And then, of course, the COVID side effects that were not shared with us, covered up by the Biden regime. The Department of Homeland Security knows of at least 660,000 illegal aliens in the U.S. with criminal records, including 13,000 convicted killers, rather, nearly 16,000 sex assault convicts, and 56,000 involved with dangerous drugs. And while those numbers may not, you know, dazzle you or impact you, here's the number that stood out to me. Illegal aliens killed 13,000 Americans in 2024. The total number of murder cases in the U.S. in 2024 was 20,162. 64% of all murder cases, according to DHS, are from illegal aliens. And the Democrats in this state want to abolish ICE. They don't want local law enforcement to work with ICE. All in the name of the Democrats' desire to win elections. The figure of roughly 13,000 homicides, often cited in discussions about illegal aliens released by ICE in September of 2024. And now, of course, the most, I guess, high-profile recent example is the Hammer attack down in Florida, where a gas station attendant walked out to see some Haitian illegal hammering on her car. And he walks over to her and just, you know, hits her right in the head, smashing her head in. She's out immediately, and then he proceeds to strike her with several other deathly blows. 13,000 homicides. So that is a staggering figure, and that is, again, from DHS and ICE. It's not something that's being fabricated or my AI manipulated online. That is something that, again, Democrats, the Biden regime, has a lot of blood on their hands. And now here in Maryland, they're trying to do the same thing by making sure that our local law enforcement can't cooperate with ICE. 6:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
Well, you referenced what he said about you. He's attacked you. He called you the foul-mouthed governor of Maryland who fraudulently stated that he received military medals. He's doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point? Don't smoke crack.
I'm out of touch.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, on I-70 eastbound, we said this wreck was a little bit out of the camera range at Route 32. Then we had an update that came in, said now the state police and maybe the county folks are also there. They were stopping all the traffic at Route 32 to get the vehicle situated completely off the roadway. So right now, the camera, which is aiming east of Route 32, there's no traffic there. So if you're coming in from Route 94, Woodbine Road, Route 97 on I-70 is going to be stopped, at least temporarily, on the eastbound side. The minor wreck that was on the right side of 895 South at Lombard Street, they pushed it down a little bit further, have it on the shoulder, but we're going to have a delay before Pulaski Highway. That will send some overflow traffic over towards 95, and the earlier wreck on the BW Parkway southbound near the airport cutoff was now on the shoulder, and that back up south of Nursery Road was getting better through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Oh, it's going to be a heat wave right now. Sunshine, hot today, upper 80s overnight, mid-60s. Tomorrow's sunny with a high of 90. Thursday, temperatures also going to be in the upper 80s as well. Right now, 62 and sunny in Dundalk, 60 in Forest Hill. So I saw this clip the other day with Benny Johnson on with a TV anchor, and I held it until I could confirm the numbers with the Department of Homeland Security. Because when I first heard it, I said, they can't possibly be true about the 13,000 Americans killed in 2024 by illegal aliens.
Right. 13,000 homicides from illegal aliens as of 2024. 13,000 homicides, Liz. This is a absolute and total slaughter of our people, and it's time that we start charging the people in politics and in government and in the Biden administration that decided on these policies. The blood is on their hand. This Haitian did not belong in America, should not be here, should have never been here with a hammer, should have never been able to slaughter that woman. Okay. That happened in my state. That happened in Florida. I have a family here in Florida. I'm raising my four kids here in Florida. It very well could have been my family, my children, my wife, or me. And you know what? Many Americans have to wake up every single day with that fear. It's time for us to look at legal liability. In a righteous country, we would have legal liability for the Biden administration, who decided to simply loose open the borders to the third world to take the prisoners, rapists, murderers, and some of the worst deegans of society and loose them upon our civilization.
This is a human rights violation.
It is human rights abuses, crime.
And it's a violation of their oath to protect and defend American citizens.
Yeah, that's Benny Johnson on with Liz McDonald on Fox Business. So again, 13,000 homicides. That's from drunk driving and from and all told together, 13,000 Americans were killed by people who shouldn't be here. Should not have been in the country. Had Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas and the rest of the open border reconquistas done their jobs. That's more than 9/11. That's more than Pearl Harbor combined. And they're making it easier for illegal aliens to commit crimes here in the state of Maryland and elsewhere. I agree with them. I think there should be some kind of liability when you pass laws that end up causing the death of Americans or Marylanders. You should be held responsible. You should be liable. If our rights, our constitutional rights, are being deprived, if our lives and properties are being lost, then we should be holding these legislators responsible. All right, now to Kanaya's Law. I tell you, we'll have to save that, because I want to make sure we give it its just due here. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Maryland Democrats passed the Sanctuary State Anti-ICE Bill. That's what we're talking about here. And again, I don't know what they're looking at, because let's face it, this is all about them retaining power. When you have a supermajority, when you get to run roughshod over the controlled opposition party called the Maryland GOP or the Senate rhinos, wherever they are, you don't want to give up that advantage. And so that's the reason why you want illegal aliens in this country, because you can vote in their name. And we see it happening. They just tossed in one state, I saw Judicial Watch, tossed 372,000 people dead, duplicate, and people should never have been registered to vote off the rolls. Now, that's in one state. I think it was Illinois. I'll double check. That's in just one state. Imagine if you multiply that by 50 states, because a lot of states don't purge the voter rolls. So this is all about enabling. They say, we want to protect our immigrant community. No, they want to protect the Democrat voting community. That's what it's all about. All right, I got to tell you, I had a bad football injury years ago. I tore my ACL in my left knee, and again, at that time, it was career-ending back in the late 70s, so never did get the operation. So I strengthened the muscle around my knee. Make a long story short, you know, arthritis began to, you know, set in about 10, 12 years ago until I started taking Glyco Plus. Glyco Plus has got UC2 collagen and extract from the green lip to muscle from our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. And I used to wake up stiff knee, aching on, you know, really rainy days or cold days. But now, ever since I've been using Glyco Plus, no pain whatsoever, no inflammation, no stiffness or achiness in my joints. And I know it'll work for you too. So Glyco Plus, order yours today. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. It's buy one, get one free. Glyco Plus. Use the coupon code RELIEF when you call 1-800-26-LIVE or order at res-q.com. All right, coming up next, right after the 7 o'clock news, it is an anti-ICE bill called the Community Trust Act. It is now being dubbed a Sanctuary State Act, and now might the state of Maryland lose federal funding as a result of this bill? We'll explore and get you the latest. It's 7 o'clock on Casey & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. One a Democrat, the other a Republican. Targets of sexual misconduct allegations, they're leaving Congress. Democrat Eric Swalwell of California, Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas are quitting Capitol Hill. President Trump is standing firm on his insistence of a nuclear-free Iran.
The standoff between the U.S. and Iran has deepened as Washington's declared it had blockaded Iran's ports, and Iran is threatening to strike targets across the region. Pakistan says officials are racing to bring the sides together again for more talks. Though last week's ceasefire is appearing to hold, the showdown over the Strait of Hormuz has risked reigniting hostilities and deepening the region-wide war's economic fallout. The blockade applies to vessels going to and from Iranian ports. The move could restrict the passage of the few ships that Iran considers friendly, which have been permitted to traverse the strait, as Iran has curtailed maritime traffic since the start of the war. I'm Charles Tillesma.
There are reports the second round of U.S.-Iran talks could take place on Thursday. An AI-generated image that seemed to depict President Trump as Jesus has vanished from the president's social media site.
I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one.
The president accusing the media, although conservative Christians and other Republican Trump allies denounced the image as offensive. President says he's not about to apologize for his criticism of Pope Leo. Referring to the Pope, we quote Mr. Trump, "I think he's very weak on crime and other things, so I'm not going to apologize." Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned mixed. The Dow futures are now down 53 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 90 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Here's something most people don't know. When Warren Buffett was just 13 years old, he didn't put his money into a savings account. While other kids were earning next to nothing at local banks, Buffett put $114 into a little-known investment. Today, that $114 would be worth over $15 million. And it wasn't a risky trade. It wasn't insider knowledge. It was an account that's been around since 1888. And over the last 25 years, it's averaged 29% a year. That's what happens when your money is allowed to compound. Compare that to today's savings account, paying less than 0.5%, while inflation quietly eats away at your buying power. Buffett understood early, banks are great businesses, just not for savers. If you'd like to see what some investors call the 29% account, go now to ask29account.com. That's ask29account.com. ask29account.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck downtown. Looks like the bottom end of the JFX around the Maryland Avenue ramp. And the information we have, it's in the left-hand lane. We can't see it because none of the cameras on the JFX work. Speed cameras work, but they make money. Traffic cameras don't because they don't make money. So it's in the left-hand lane southbound at Maryland Avenue. It looks like we're moving traffic again on eastbound I-70 at Route 32 to move the vehicles to the shoulder. Some slowing as you're coming in from Woodbine Road, but we are at least on the move once again. And it looks like there's a new wreck. I'm looking at the shot here on Route 50 westbound. It looks to be after the light at Route 404. I can see a couple of medic units there. I'm not sure if the road is totally blocked, but for right now, don't see a lot of traffic moving by the accident scene. It looks like eastbound is open. We'll keep you posted on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The heat is on starting today. We've got bright sunshine and some hot temperatures with highs headed for the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as lows fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
63 degrees in Owings Mills, 65 in Pasadena. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. On the final day of the legislative session, lawmakers gave the final stamp of approval to a bill aimed at strengthening protections for foster care children after a teen girl died while in the state's care. Named after 16-year-old Kanaya Ward, the legislation creates a state foster care ombudsman and ties funding for guardianship assistance to criminal background checks. Delegate Mike Griffith is the lead sponsor of the bill, and he said he hopes the passage of his bill shows the Ward family their child's death will not be in vain. And Fox 45 reports that warmer weather may be here, but in one part of downtown Baltimore, a piece of winter still hanging around at the Old Town Mall parking lot. City crews spent the day moving and spreading what remains of a massive snow pile, even as temps reached the 70s. Back in January, the lot was one of the dumping grounds for all the snow cleared from city streets during the major winter storm. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 949. The pick 4, 5936. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhold Sports coming up next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered.
Kabam!
That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waskey, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. Brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, keeping you cool all spring and summer long. All right, the Birds here last night. Geez, they were down again 7-1 in the sixth inning. Jeremiah Jackson had a grand slam with a solo shot. Pete Alonso put the Birds in front with a seventh inning homer. Orioles rallied from a 6-run deficit to beat the D-backs 9-7 last night. It was a rough start for Orioles starter Dean Kramer. Recall from AAA Norfolk before the game, he yielded 3 home runs, but only 2 earned runs in 5 innings. Struck out 9, walked none in his first start of the season. Orioles manager Craig Albernez struck in the face by a foul ball hit by Jackson in the fifth inning. He was helped from the dugout in the tunnel, did not return, but is expected to be okay. They'll do it again tonight at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Right-hander Merrill Kelly makes his season debut for Arizona. Trevor Rogers, who's 2-0, starting for the Birds. It's over for the Capitals season. Last night they were eliminated with a Flyers 3-2 shootout win of the Carolina Hurricanes. Tonight they'll finish it out on the road against the Columbus Blue Jackets. In Columbus, Ohio. Cavs have beaten the Blue Jackets each of their first 3 meetings this season. And it may perhaps may be the final game for the Great Eight. Alexander Ovechkin, who has not yet announced his decision, which he says he'll make later this summer, as to whether or not to return for a 22nd year for the Washington Capitals. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From the Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is the local number. If you would like to dial into the show here and comment, contribute on any one of our topics, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, we've got a Democrat and a Republican member of Congress resigning. Eric Swalwell and Tony Gonzalez, both consumed by sexual scandal. And, of course, we'll take a look at the Catholic Church being led by Pope Leo, targeting the President of the United States. And very interesting in the way they're doing that. Our top story here today, as we discussed last hour, the stats are in on 2024. Nearly 13,000 Americans were killed by illegal aliens in some way, shape, or form in the year 2024. And it's expected to get worse. And the millions of illegal aliens that were let in by the Biden regime, by the Democrats, and are being welcomed here in the newly crowned sanctuary state of Maryland. Because the bill that they passed, it was bad enough that Governor Moore, the first act that the Democrats did was to end the formal 287G agreements with local law enforcement agencies that would allow them to cooperate with ICE to remove criminal illegal aliens from our streets, hand them over to ICE so they can be deported or detained. But the governor then said, oh, well, you know, it's a formal agreement. You can still talk to them. But they're now trying to take that away from local law enforcement with the passing of the Community Trust Act, which is a, basically de facto sanctuary state bill. The governor told MPT last night that he was concerned about due process.
I believe we have to follow due process. But what we're not going to do is allow our local jurisdictions to have their law enforcement deputized to be able to join an agency that is arresting five-year-olds. That does not make sense. And that's really what that's the lies that we're trying to guard against.
All right. They just said the lies we're trying to guard against. And you heard this reference of arresting five-year-olds? Let me tell you the five-year-old story. Five-year-old Liam Caneo Ramos and his father were detained by ICE in Minnesota back in February and held at an ICE facility in Texas. They were later released due to a judge's order. The boy and his father, who's an illegal from Ecuador, were detained back in late January. They were taken to a detention facility in Texas. Now, the reason why the five-year-old was detained, according to the Department of Homeland Security, they did not target or arrest the five-year-old. His mother refused to take him after his father was apprehended. And his father told officers he wanted Liam to be with him. So, again, the mother didn't want him. And the father said, all right, I'll take him with me to the detention facility. That's the reason they didn't want to split up. Where else were we going to send the child? So that's some mother there, huh? So that's a lie. Governor Moore is lying to you about arresting a five-year-old. He was never arrested. So the lies of Democrat, of course, he's got a pretty disturbing pattern of embellishments, lies, mistruths, and fabrications. Elsewhere, Senator Justin Reedy said some of the offenses that are included in this could mean that illegal aliens who have been convicted of crimes May actually be released back out on the streets.
If ICE picks up a repeat drunk driver that's been convicted multiple times of drunk driving and a whole long rap sheet, but no convicted felonies, they can't call ICE. If they've got somebody in their custody that's they're going to release for, and will wait trial for serious, serious crimes and has a whole bunch of other convictions on their record.
Yeah. So there are all these loopholes that, and you know what's going to happen? They'll release somebody in the state of Maryland, and they'll go out and they'll kill somebody or hurt somebody. That's the way it goes. It's happening in every other state in the country. Why do we think Maryland's going to be an exception to the rule? 713 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update here with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so 50 westbound. This wreck is after the light at 404. And it looks like, again, we said earlier, we thought it looked like it was blocked. It is blocked. Everything is shut down after the light at 404. Some of this traffic is going through. I know there's a side road here, and you have to forgive me because I don't know exactly what the name of it is. But I know you can come over to the west of 50 and go up through it. I don't know if that's Route 18 or what that is, but somebody knows. You can let me know. That's where some of the traffic is going. But 50 is backed up. 404 westbound is backed up because the main line of 50 before the light at 213 is not going anywhere. So not a good situation right now. Traffic eastbound is getting by. JFX, bottom end, can't see it because there are no cameras there. The report was southbound at Maryland Avenue. That wreck in the left-hand lane. Earlier problems, minor wreck on 895 southbound around Lombard Street, pushed off to the shoulder, but the damage has been done. We're backed up. We're 20-minute delays at least. Southbound right now, both on 95 and 895 south. Found the accident along I-97 southbound. It's in the grass in the median just after the merge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today, upper 80s, mid-60s tonight, maybe 90 tomorrow. Right now we're 60 in Bel Air, 61 in Millersville, and time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the big controversy of the day was the Truth Social meme or picture that President Trump posted that some people mistook for Jesus Christ himself. Riley Gaines and other influencers said that the president should take it down. It was blasphemous. Some people called it evil. Some evangelicals said it was, insulting and offensive. And so the president eventually did take it down because he said it caused confusion. Now, I do know the guy. I've interviewed Nick Adams before. That it was originally he's the one that came up with this meme, and it was not intended to be Jesus Christ. It was supposed to be President Trump was healing the nation, and you take a look at all the other different clues, and there was a nurse in there, there were soldiers in there, and so on and so forth. There was a patient there. The patient was supposed to represent the nation. That was the intent by Nick Adams, but Trump took it down anyway, saying that it would cause too much confusion. And here's what he said yesterday when he was asked about it at the White House.
Mr. President, did you post that picture of yourself depicted as Jesus Christ?
Well, it wasn't depicted. It was me. I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it. And I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better. And I do make people better. I make people a lot better. As an example, the 11,000, I understand your husband's going through treatment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's going through cancer. Some very serious cancer treatment. So
yes, sir.
This goes a long way.
Yes, sir. It sure does.
Later in the interview, he said that, again, he really thought this was depicting him as healing the nation, that he would never even think of himself or equate himself in any way, shape, or form as a deity. But again, that's what the fake news runs with. And then we saw the DoorDash grandma. That was a classic, delivering McDonald's yesterday to the White House. Sharon Simmons, a.k.a. DoorDash grandma, delivered McDonald's to the Oval Office during the president's surprise remarks to celebrate Simmons' Maryland's tax refund as a result of the One Big Beautiful Bill. She apparently had $11,000 in tips last year. She has a husband who's battling cancer, and she said it helped her family get through this whole process. So she was there to thank the president for no tax on tips. Although when he asked, "Did you vote for me?" She said, "Maybe." She was a little bit coy on that. As to Iran, he says, nothing's changed. No nukes ever for the murderous mad mullahs of Iran.
Iran will not have a nuclear weapon. And we agreed to a lot of things, but they didn't agree to that. And I think they will agree to it. I'm almost sure of it. I am sure of it. If they don't agree, there's no deal. There'll never be a deal.
And he said Iran is already begging to come back to the negotiation table because the blockade is in effect and it is working.
Right now, there's no fighting. Right now, we have a blockade. They're doing no business. I didn't like seeing boats come out if they were doing business with Iran, but if they weren't, no boats came out. So now Iran is doing absolutely no business, and we're going to keep it that way very easily.
Yeah, and as far as Iran goes, I mean, it's obviously this ceasefire is still in place. There now is a report out that they may go back to the bargaining table again this Thursday. Now, there are reports, and none of them have been confirmed as of yet, that Iran wanted to suspend their nuclear activity for 5 years. President Trump wanted 20 years. I had a tough time believing that the president would allow any, even though they would, again, you got to hand over the dust. That's what is first and foremost for the president.
We can't let a country blackmail or extort the world, because that's what they're doing. They're really blackmailing the world. We're not going to let that happen.
And as to fraud, remember, it is we have Vice President Vance, who's leading up the fraud task force, along with Colin McDonald, who now has got a position at the Justice Department. They're getting ready to crack down on fraud with some incredible investigations. You're going to see some indictments pretty soon. They've already had several indictments in California already. Here's Stephen Miller.
Now, what you're going to see with President Trump's task force that he put Vice President Vance in charge of is increasing scope of raids, prosecutions, enforcement actions, and convictions. The month right now that we're in is going to be the beginning of this large ramp up. In the near weeks, you're going to see more and more enforcement, more and more results, and you're going to see more and more delivery of justice for the American people who've been robbed blind.
And finally, an Obama judge dismissing President Trump's $10 billion defamation lawsuit against Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal. You remember, the Wall Street Journal ran a story on his ties to late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. And he filed that lawsuit last year after the Journal published a July article claiming Trump had signed a sexually suggestive letter that was included in a 2003 album compiled for Epstein's 50th birthday. So U.S. District Judge Darren Gales wrote in the order that Trump had failed to make the argument the article was published with the intent to be malicious, but he gave the president a chance to file an amended complaint, and the president said he will do that. That's the way it was 450 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up, more on the Community Mistrust or Distrust Act. We'll take a look at that and the difference between two governors here in Maryland and in Louisiana when Casey and Company continues.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update now, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, there's been a change at the accident scene, I-97 southbound after Route 32. When we first saw it, the vehicles were in the grass next to the guardrail, and the state police were there. Now the fire department has arrived. They pulled up. They're blocking the left-hand lane, and the state police are just ahead of them, also in the left-hand lane. So that's going to add to the backup affecting Route 32 and also I-97 southbound coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard. You have room to get by to the right, so right when you get to the split, just kind of squeeze over to the right. You'll see the fire truck there. Plenty of time to make that move to get out of there. We'll come back and revisit that. There has been some movement on the wreck on 50 westbound after the light at Y Mills at 404. Traffic is moving again, and I was just going to suggest the detour that if you went west across 404, you come around through Y Mills and come back up to the light at 213. That might still be an option because there's still some slowing coming up to the accident scene, but traffic can get by through there. It's a single-lane road, but you'll come out ahead of the accident scene. Keep in mind, we had a wreck on the JFX southbound near Maryland Avenue, and now we're looking at 25-minute delays southbound with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, hot today, highs in the upper 80s, overnight temps in the mid-60s, tomorrow sunshine, and the highs could reach 90 degrees. So it's going to be hot, to say the least. Right now, 62 and sunny in Dundalk, 60 in Stevensville. We're talking about the Community Distrust Act, in which, again, there is a great trust, I think, in our local law enforcement, sheriffs and police and so on and so forth for the most part. And now, of course, they don't want to trust. They want to make sure that illegal aliens get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to crime and due process. Here is Dollar Bill Ferguson, who is bragging about passing. And this was last minute, by the way. This thing was pretty much considered dead. It rose from the dead Thursday night. This is how Democrats in this state act. Coming toward the end of the session, here comes the freight train. They put this bill, comes out of committee, gets on the floor Friday, where they have a little bit of debate on it. And then in the wee hours of the night, Saturday night, is at 11:30 is when this thing finally passes. So this is how they're cowards. You know, they don't want to face the heat. So you may not be able to do it this year, but certainly the governor should face the heat if he signs this bill. Anyway, here's Dollar Bill Ferguson.
This legislation will ensure due process when people are charged with a crime while balancing the absolute need for public safety.
And Senator Justin Reedy said this bill would be catastrophic for law-abiding citizens of Maryland.
And it seems like advocates, special interests, really pushed their weight around to try to get a vote on this bill. And this is really a catastrophic bill for the state of Maryland.
Mackenzie Frost caught up with Senator Will Smith, Democrat, and he, of course, heads up the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee. And she asked him about, well, what, you know, sanctuary state. If you're a sanctuary state, you're going to, you know, you could possibly lose federal funding. The Trump administration come in and yank federal dollars if you do this.
No more so than any other action that the federal government or under this administration is looking to take against states that move to protect their immigrant communities, especially under these circumstances. So the short answer is no.
Why take this action, though, when you know the Trump administration is watching and this could potentially put Maryland's finances even more at risk when we're already facing some of the deficits and shortfalls?
I don't think that's the case, but on balance, I think it's important that we live up to our values and protect everyone in the state of Maryland.
Yeah, so here's what the bill says. SB 791 requires a judicial warrant in order for ICE to compel action from the state. It outlines that law enforcement can notify ICE of someone who is detained in a correctional facility if that person has been convicted of a felony, if that person is a registered sex offender, or has served between 12 and 18 months in a state prison, or committed an offense in another state that resulted in at least 5 years served in prison. I don't know where they come up with these terms. You know, what if they were convicted and they served a year in prison versus 5 years? What if they have been accused of rape and accused of murder? And I understand due process, they get a trial. But what if they're illegals? There are illegals in the country. Illegals are known flight risks. Illegals, you know, go back into the shadows. And why send somebody who's already violated the laws of the United States? If you break into the country, that's a misdemeanor. And you've already broken the laws of the country. Or if you've come in and deported and you come in again, that is a felony. So you already have an immigration judge that signed maybe a warrant saying a deportation order. You got to be removed. And so why would we not hold that person for ICE and have them pick him up and detain him or deport him? Either or. But no, not here in the state of Maryland. And to show you the difference between the two states, you have Governor Moore of Maryland, Governor Landry, who is Moore's anti-ICE, Landry's pro-ICE. Here's the difference.
I want to be very clear that until we can have an accountable agency that takes place, the type of surge that we saw in Minnesota is not welcome in the state of Maryland.
All right. Well, let me just say this. Let me say this on that point. Excuse me. I guess we'll go right and left. We'll just have a great time with you. Here's what I will say. In Louisiana, we welcomed them. We had a great operation. We brought ICE in. They went to New Orleans. They went to Louisiana. We focused on violent criminals. We had no problems. Okay? Why? Because it was a completely integrated operation under which local, state, and federal partners worked together. We did not allow people to break our laws and get in the way and impede law enforcement in doing their lawful duty.
Yeah, and that's how it's supposed to work. And that's how it does work in Maryland with other federal agencies. Why not ICE? Because they're removing the voting base of the Democrat Party. 7:30, time for news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. Fox 45 reports that lawmakers in Annapolis passed the Utility Relief Act, energy legislation that's aimed to save Maryland residents at least $150 a year. Maryland's top elected leaders reached an agreement aimed at easing rising utility costs for families across the state. Governor Moore, Bill Ferguson, and House Speaker Jocelyn Pena-Melnick announced the agreement to advance the Utility Relief Act through final passage. And Baltimore police confirm a man shot in North Baltimore over the weekend has died. The victim has not yet been identified. According to the department, the victim was found shot in the 4900 block of Park Heights Avenue after being shot in the 4900 block of Palmer Avenue. And the Maryland State Fire Marshal is searching for a suspect who allegedly set a vehicle on fire in Aberdeen early Monday morning, officials announced. The fire was reported on April 13th at 3:45 a.m. at 1410 Perrywood Drive in Harford County. And as this year's legislative session came to a close, a proposal that would have increased penalties for stealing firearms failed to advance in Maryland, while lawmakers approved a separate measure restricting the sale of certain guns. HB 0863, known as the Gun Theft Felony Act of 2026, never made it to the second reading. The bill sought to make theft of a firearm a felony with penalties of up to 5 years in prison. The bill was originally introduced last session, where it also failed to move to a second reading. And during this year's 90-day legislative session in Annapolis, lawmakers introduced and debated hundreds of pieces of legislation. Five of them were education-related bills drafted, wholly or in part, following Fox 45 News investigations. But none of the bills, some of which dealt with school safety, passed. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So the accident vehicles and the fire department vehicle cleared off to the right shoulder now on I-97 southbound after Route 32. So most of the lanes are back open. It's still a visual. They're looking at it with a trooper there as well. So we're backed up. Route 32 is going to have the delay. I-97 is slower than it normally would be coming down the hill from Benfield, but then after that towards the bridge at 178, the pace is much better as you're heading south now through that area, and it looks like we should recover somewhat, but still going to be a bit slow on the southbound side. Also now clearing, the lanes are back open westbound 50 after the light at 404 coming into Y Mills, and that backup is now pretty much gone from the junction there at 50 and 404, but there's still some activity at the scene, so you'll be a little bit slow before the light at Route 213. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are out there. Both the Harvard tunnels in the neighborhood of 20 to 25 minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The heat is on starting today. We've got bright sunshine and some hot temperatures with highs headed for the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as lows fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, where the Orioles score 8 unanswered runs. What a comeback, huh? Beat the Diamondbacks 9-7 at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Jeremiah Jackson led the way for the Birds, going 3-for-4, 2 homers, 5 ribbies, including a grand slam. Pete Alonso clubbed a go-ahead 2-run shot of his own for his second home run of the year. Good signs he may be coming out of that slump. Albert Suarez picked up the win in relief, and Ryan Helsley recorded his fifth save. The O's have won 6 of their last 7 to improve to 9-7 this season. The D-backs dropped to 9-8 with a defeat. Trevor Rogers gets the ball tonight at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Meanwhile, the Orioles finally made their roster move for Ryan Mountcastle's broken foot suffered Saturday night when he was running the bases for his double. The O's reserve first baseman, a designated hitter, will be out for a while as Mountcastle landed on the 60-day IL with a left foot fracture. So the Birds transferred right-handed reliever Yarmil Geraldo to the 60-day injured list, and with Mountcastle out, the Birds selected the contract of infielder outfielder Weston Wilson from AAA Norfolk. They also went on shopping on the market and acquired Christian Encarnacion Strand from the Cincinnati Reds in exchange for cash and optioned him to AAA Norfolk. NBA postseason is finally here. The play-in tournament tips off tonight with the Heat visiting the Hornets in the battle for the East 8th seed. The Caps play their final regular season game tonight on the road against the Columbus Blue Jackets. They were limited last night with the Flyers defeated the Hurricanes in a 3-2 shootout win. Stanley Cup playoffs begin this Saturday. That's a look at Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour. of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. If you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. I actually can't email and play, but you can certainly just call in, reserve your spot, or right now get to match wits with Kristen and Maggie and Chuck. All right, so in the last couple of days, we've had the leader of the Catholic Church, 9 billion Catholics worldwide, Pope Leo, come out and say, directing his comments specifically to President Trump, saying that President Trump's actions in Iran are unacceptable. That was his word, unacceptable. Now, I understand the Pope is for peace. I get that. He should be. Blessed are the peacemakers. All right? I do think that, however, he's got to put everything in context. Iran has been killing Americans, state sponsoring terrorism and terrorist activities for nearly 50 years. He's been alive for that entire time. He certainly can't be living under a rock somewhere. He had to know what Iran was up to. Where is the condemnation and denouncing of what's going on with Iran? Iran's proxy, Hamas, committed atrocities on 10/7. Did the Pope condemn that? He may have. I just don't recall. It didn't make as big of news as going after President Trump. And I understand there are ways that the Pope can say that. And yes, he's interested in peace. President Trump has cut 8 peace deals. He's not getting any credit for that. But because he's now trying to end the bad guy of the Middle East, Iran, who, by the way, if they acquire a nuclear weapon, they're going to use it. They'll use it against the Israelis. They'll use it against their fellow, because they have, it's a theocratic nightmare in Iran. And the Pope is certainly smart enough to know that. Yet he singles out President Trump and his actions as being unacceptable. So the president then went on to, if you criticize him, he hits you 10 times back as hard. And he went hard against the Pope, and that's unsettled a lot of Catholics. Not I, but other Catholics that I've talked to really have trouble with the president's criticism of the Pope, saying he's not a big fan of the Pope, and he gave his reasons why. And yesterday at the White House, he was asked whether or not he's going to apologize for the comments he made about Pope Leo.
He was very much against what I'm doing with regard to Iran, and you cannot have a nuclear Iran. Pope Leo would not be happy with the end result. You have hundreds of millions of people dead, and it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. And Pope was asked on a plane, I think it was coming back from Africa or on his way to Africa, I'm not sure which. He was asked by the press whether or not he wanted to get into this debate back and forth with President Trump.
I don't want to get into a debate with him. I don't think that the message of the gospel is meant to be abused in the way that some people are doing. And I will continue to speak out loud against war.
He doesn't want to get into the debate with President Trump on that. And I would agree. And Vice President Vance, who is a Catholic, he weighed in on the controversy last night.
It would be best for the Vatican to stick to matters of morality, to stick to matters of what's going on in the Catholic Church, and let the President of the United States stick to dictating American public policy.
And foreign policy as well. Look, this was not a war started by President Trump, but if you believe the Pope, he thinks that President Trump is a warmonger, that this is unacceptable. We are trying to avoid civilian casualties. We're trying to go after military targets. We're trying to do the best we can not to injure any innocents. And yet, this is why I have a problem with the church, not with Jesus, not with God. I'm a Catholic, I'm in my faith, but the way they handle themselves with the pedophile priests and the way they've allowed Catholic politicians like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, et al., to slaughter unborn children and to enable that for years and not speak out against them, not they speak out on Trump, who's basically calling it unacceptable that he would try to neutralize Iran. And then 3 progressive American cardinals, Blaise Kupich of Chicago, Robert McElroy of San Diego, and Joseph Tobin of Newark, were on 60 Minutes, the failing Sunday night propaganda hour, to publicly flog President Trump for daring to criticize the newly elected pope. But this was all about immigration. They just basically are opposed to the because the Catholic Church is an enabler. That's another reason, another problem I have with them. Open borders. They're open borders. America kills about 1 million unborn human beings every year through abortion, and yet three leading cardinals go on 60 Minutes to promote left-wing talking points about President Trump, the illegal immigration invasion, etc., being led by this pope, who, by the way, I think is he's not as bad as Francis the Red, but he's right up there. He's pretty liberal. And that's fine, whatever his politics can be. But again, I speak on the morality. What about the thousands of Christians that are being slaughtered in Africa right now? An entire Christian family was wiped out just in the past couple of days. Christians are being wiped out in China, in Africa, and elsewhere. I would think I would devote and focus on, you know, on that and not on President Trump trying to get rid of the world's largest state sponsor of terror, Iran. All right, your thoughts on that, certainly welcome. 410-922-6680. You are looking for a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now. Reserve your spot. Or 1-800-WCBM-680. And you could win some WCBM merchandise if you correctly pick the fake news story. 743, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's the king, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
JFX on the bottom end, that wreck at Maryland Avenue was pushed to the shoulder about 10 minutes ago, so that's loosening up a little bit. The upper end is still okay from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. New wreck, Howard County, Columbia, Route 32 at Brokenland Parkway, and the data is showing there is some backing there at the accident scene. The morning construction, the contractor loves to work during the rush hour, and they block a lane, I-95 northbound at Route 24, 76, 77 mile marker northbound, at least a mile rolling back up there on the northbound side. We still have some slowing, I-97 southbound, troopers and a couple of vehicles still on the right shoulder southbound on I-97 after the split at Route 32. So 32 is backed up. I-97 is slower than it normally would be as you're coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard. 695, yep, all the normal delays are out there. Tunnels off and on. We had problems earlier this morning. We're backed up beyond Pulaski Highway on 895. 95 is backed up to the ramp area at Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today, upper 80s, mid-60s for the low tonight, and back up to 90 degrees tomorrow. How about that? A little bit early, but some people like the heat.
Better get your AC checked.
Indeed.
Yeah, better get that checked out as well. Right now we're looking at, it's a nice morning, beautiful, sunny morning, and it is a 61 in the city, 61 in Severn. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today, Dave in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go first.
All right, Dave's going to lead the pack, as they say. Good luck, Dave. Here are three stories. A new Silicon Valley company, it's a tech startup just like me, has launched a chatbot service that allows people to talk to a digital avatar of AI of Jesus Christ for $1.99 per minute. Per minute. Story number two, Mattel is launching a new version of Scrabble, which is designed to be more inclusive and accessible for those who may not have paid attention in school or didn't graduate high school. The new Scrabble board is called Scrabble for Dummies. The game includes helper cards, uses a simpler scoring system, and actually includes pictures. Scrabble for Dummies, now available online.
Did you say that's Mattel who's...
Yeah.
Okay. Just a question.
And story three, a 14-year-old kid has now qualified to appear in the general election ballot for the governor of Vermont this November. He's a freshman who works part-time as a parent's pizza shop and serves as a legislative page at the State House. He became the first teenager under 18 to qualify for the state's general election ballot for governor in history. Oh, by the way, he's found his own party called the Freedom and Unity Party. Story one, Silicon Valley company charging $1.99 per minute to talk to AI Jesus. Story two, Scrabble for Dummies. Or story three, a 14-year-old is now on the ballot to run for governor of Vermont. All right, Dave, what are you thinking?
Number one.
Dave goes for number one. Kristen.
I think that one could be true. Just not that it is Jesus, but they're advertising that. And I can see New England has some wacky rules. So I could see the 14-year-old being qualified to run. I'm going to say number two. Mattel is woke, but I don't know if... I haven't heard of that version yet of Scrabble.
All right, Chuck?
I don't think Mattel did Scrabble, so I'm going to go with that.
Ooh. All right. And Maggie?
I'm sorry to hold things up.
That's all right.
This is a tough one.
A real pickle for you, isn't it?
Come on, what was the dilly? I'm going to have to say number two has got to be the fake for the same reason that Chuck gave.
Okay.
I don't think that was a Mattel product.
Okay. And so Maggie also goes for story number two. Nobody wants for story number three. That is the 14-year-old running for governor of Vermont. Yeah, I wonder how many votes he'll get. It's a true story up in Vermont. A lot of protest vote, maybe, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And story number one, Dave, that's the $1.99 per minute to talk to AI Jesus. That is a 100% true story. Sorry, Dave. Thanks for trying. I appreciate it. No Scrabble for Dummies, although Scrabble is coming out with a new version of...
Naked Scrabble?
Naked Scrabble? Who would even think of that?
I don't know. They have all kinds of naked board games. You get naked.
Do they? Let's delve into this. How many naked board games do they
have? Do we have to go
like Twister?
I've never seen Naked Twister.
You don't want to see that, and I want to unsee it.
Is that something you're playing?
I've just heard of it.
Okay.
I didn't say I played it.
You said there are all sorts of
gymnastics.
Naked board games, right? You've named one. Are there any others that you're aware of?
But you have Strip Monopoly.
They do? You can buy Strip Monopoly somewhere?
No, but you... What am I doing to myself? Yes, you do. You make your own rules.
So you can play Naked Feely Mealy if you wanted to.
I love Feely Mealy.
Or Naked Hungry Hungry Hippos.
We have Feely. Mm-hmm. Naked? Yes, you could. It depends on who's losing.
That thing chomps.
No. I'm just saying.
Candyland.
If you land on my boardwalk, I can barter that out.
Exactly.
And say, listen, you owe me $500, or you can take your clothes
and
off.
And there are drinking games, too.
Back in Irvington, Chuck used to play Naked Battleship. I'm just saying.
Did you ever get your battleship sunk?
Yeah, many times. Just like this show. I've been sunk many times on this show.
It's like it shows at the bottom already. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, we've got a couple of casualties of Congress. Swalwell and Gonzalez are set to resign.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-5795. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road.
Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:52, coming up at the top of the hour as we close out the 449th session of the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Maryland Democrats pass a bill to grab guns from law-abiding citizens while ignoring the Stolen Gun Act that would punish criminals. You can't make this up. Iran ceasefire holds. We'll tell you the latest on the blockade and what we're going to do with the nuclear dust. Hillary Clinton weighs in, criticizing J.D. Vance. And, the Maryland lawmakers let school safety bills die. We can't keep our kids in school safe, but we got to make sure those illegal aliens are. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes, the update with Lugnuts.
I was just thinking about all those board games. Wow.
I'm sure there's plenty more to come.
Oh, I'm sure of that. Yeah. The Outer Loop West Side is before 795, going all the way down to Frederick Road before it gets better. The Northeast Outer Loop is Bel Air Road to Providence Road, over to Delaney Valley Road towards 83. And now the Inner Loop slowing, beginning just before 795, working its way around through Greenspring and over to the JFX. All of that is typical for this time of the morning. JFX is okay now, moving south from Northern Parkway. The accident was down at Maryland Avenue, is on the shoulder, so it's increased in speed just a bit on the south end. The new wreck was in Howard County in Columbia at Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer with heavy traffic south back towards the city-county line at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and hot one today, upper 80s, mid-60s tonight, maybe 90 for tomorrow. So brace yourself for some hot weather next couple days, all the way at least into Friday. Right now, 63 and sunny in Baltimore City, 63 in Glen Burnie. Let's go to Kevin in Delaware. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, all this stuff about the Pope and the Catholic Church, I just want to remind everybody that back in the 1930s, when the Nazi government under Hitler rose to power, the first major organization to recognize that government was the Catholic Church.
The Vatican, yeah.
The Vatican.
Yep.
So, you know, nothing really ever changes, does it?
No, it really doesn't. He's still got that big wall around the Vatican as well. So if he's all welcoming, then why wouldn't you tear that wall down? I mean, look, he's not the only pope that has done this. And look, I like it, and it's a good point, Kevin. Thanks so much for bringing that up. John Paul II, who was my favorite pope, of course, he worked in identifying the evils of communism. He worked with President Reagan, worked with the Iron Lady Maggie Thatcher, and that's the way it should be, using the power of the church to help tear down the evils that exist in our world today. And Iran certainly is an evil. And they've existed as an evil for 47 years, ever since the Islamic Revolution back in 1979. So I think the Pope is off on this one. I just think, you know, politically, it's probably not a good strategic move to pick a fight with the Pope. But at the same time, that's who President Trump is. He's going to defend himself and defend his policies and defend Americans. And that is certainly his job. All right, we do have a casualty in Congress, Eric Swalwell, who was dropped out of the governor's race based on some very disturbing allegations of sexual assault, rape, sexual harassment. Over 50 of his members of his staff signed a letter. So Swalwell has announced he's out. In Congress. He resigns from Congress amid these sexual assault allegations. I understand another accuser is coming forward as well. That is according to Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna. There was also that videotape of him with a sex worker frolicking on a bed. And Anna Paulina Luna is saying that the person who recorded that was an underage minor. So, big problem, Eric Swalwell. So he's out as a gubernatorial candidate in California. He's out of Congress. And interestingly enough, Crazy Nancy
who's plugged in everything politics, not just in California, but the entire country in the Democrat Party. She knows nothing.
Some Republicans and others are saying that Democrats turned kind of a blind eye, that they knew what he was up to.
No, that's not true. That is absolutely positive. And it's true that they may say that, but it is absolutely not true.
You had no idea.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever.
Nobody believes that. I'm sorry. Now, Republicans knew it. Steve Hilton, I saw an interview with him last night. He said he knew about this stuff, and he's in the opposition party. How could you possibly not know? You have Fang Fang. There was this is a guy that won. He went to University of Maryland and University of Baltimore Law School, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So he's kind of got local connections along with Pelosi. How would Pelosi not know? Are you buying this, Kristen?
No. And again, like you just said, he's had so many scandals for the last few years. Nobody didn't know. So my question always is, why now? Like, why when they decide to take someone out? I mean, obviously he's running for governor, so I guess they're trying to control. Again, they rigged their own. The Democrats rigged their own primaries, so I don't know why we wouldn't think that they rigged the general elections, because they rigged their own primaries, as we saw with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. But my question is always, like, I'm not following the narrative of, like, oh my gosh, that's what, wow, we're scandalized that he was into all this. My question is, why now? Because everything is decided. They control everything. They decide when they take people out or when they put people in. So I just feel like there's so much more that goes on behind the scenes that we don't know about. So my question is always, I always step back and zoom out and think, okay, so what's, they were fine with him all along. Even when there was a national security risk, he was allowed to stay. And yet now, you know.
Yeah, well,
Matt, like, why is
the first to desert was Schiff, who was his buddy, and but now that leaves two Democrats. It leaves Tom Steyer and Katie Porter, and she's got abuse allegations. So it looks like they're propping up Steyer, and Swalwell was leading in some of the polls. So we'll have to wait and see.
They pushed him for a long time.
All right, 7:59, and Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty, and by the way, we'll get to Tony Gonzalez next hour, but I want to tell you about Vinny, of course. He'll sell your home right now. It's the spring selling season. It's peak season right now. We want to make sure that Vinny gets, call him. He'll come out, and he or one of his agents, according to industry experts, this might be the best time of the year to sell your home if you want the most money and the least stress when selling your home. That's why I would recommend you call Vinny. He's been doing this here for 9 years. Hard to believe, 9 years already on WCBM. I've been telling you about Vinny with your home sold guaranteed realty because his results and guarantees are different. He's got over 12,000 buyers in waiting, means your home may already be sold. And he's helped thousands of families over 23 years in real estate. So he's got that upfront written guarantee. It's simple and powerful. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump suggests Iran's uncompromising stance in public when it comes to reaching a peace agreement with the U.S. is mere public posturing, perhaps designed for domestic consumption inside Iran.
We've been called this morning by the right people, the appropriate people, and they want to work a deal. They would like to work a deal.
White House correspondent Greg Pugsen. The president...
development of nuclear was the main sticking point in Saturday's peace talks.
We agreed to a lot of things, but they didn't agree to that. And I think they will agree to it. I'm almost sure of it.
Shortly after a blockade of Iranian ports got underway Monday morning, he said Iranian leaders reached out to find a way forward.
We've been called by the other side. They'd like to make a deal very badly.
Publicly, Iran has denounced the military blockade and threatened attacks against the ports of U.S. allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pakistan continues trying to arrange another round of U.S.-Iran peace talks following last weekend's first round of negotiations in Islamabad. There are reports a second round of discussions could take place later in the week. Sexual misconduct allegations chasing two members of Congress from Capitol Hill. Democrat Eric Swalwell of California, who previously abandoned his bid for governor of California, is quitting Congress. Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas says he is leaving Congress as well. Not charged with a crime, an American man who says his wife fell overboard from a motorboat earlier this month and was swept out to sea has been released by police in the Bahamas. Ryan Hooker was detained after Lynette Hooker disappeared. He says he's heartbroken and wants to join in the search for his spouse. On Wall Street, the Dow is trading 1 point higher as far as the futures are concerned. NASDAQ futures up 117 points. More on these stories. Town Hall.
Ford.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the inner loop at New Hampshire Avenue, and with that, we're slowing back beyond Route 29. Some traffic was getting by, but if you're heading over from 29 towards 95, that's the reason for the backup there. The outer loop would be the normal delay. There's a new wreck very close to Sykesville on Route 32 at Day Road for that section in Howard County. That would be north of Route 99. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays, 20-minute delays at least, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. And if you're traveling through Columbia, they may still be working on that wreck at Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The heat is on starting today. We've got bright sunshine and some hot temperatures with highs headed for the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as lows fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Pikesville, 62 in Edgewood. It's 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Human remains have been found near a Baltimore school. Police say the remains were discovered in the area of Southwest Baltimore Charter School on Herkimer Street on Monday. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner collected the remains to determine the person's identity and the cause of their death. Detectives have not released any additional information, and they are continuing to investigate. And a Baltimore man who fired shots at two bicyclists riding through a gas station parking lot last May has been sentenced to 80 years in prison. Ivan Bates says Antonio Grant received the sentence for two counts of first-degree assault and several firearm-related charges. The first 15 years of Grant's sentence will be served without the possibility of parole. Bates was arrested after police identified him. That's Grant, who was arrested, from surveillance footage, and a search warrant on his home led to a gun and ammunition that matched evidence from the scene of the shooting. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 949, the pick four 5936. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinalt Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles did it. They launched a comeback last night against the Arizona D-backs, which certainly It looked like it was bad there for a while. 7-1 in the sixth inning. And then, of course, that six-run deficit. Jeremiah Jackson led the way, going 3-for-4, two homers, five ribbies, including a grand slam. Pete Alonso clubbed a go-ahead two-run shot of his own for the second home run of the year. Albert Suarez picks up the win in relief. Ryan Helsley records his fifth save. And the teams continue their series tonight. Trevor Rogers on the mound for the Birds. In other news, the Orioles acquired Christian Encarnacion Strand from the Cincinnati Reds, and they sent Ryan Mountcastle to the 60-day injured list. And, of course, hopefully they get that first base problem squared away, at least for the next 2 months. Caps eliminated last night from the Stanley Cup playoffs when the Flyers defeated the Hurricanes 3-2 in a shootout. They close out their regular season tonight on the road against the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Caps have beaten Columbus in each of their first three meetings this season, and Washington has now been eliminated from postseason contention. The big question for the Caps is the Great Eight, who's obviously the greatest goal scorer in history. 21 seasons with the Caps. He's going to make his decision whether or not he'll return for a 22nd season this coming summer. And that's a look at Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys keeping you cool all spring and summer long.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, the other candidate of Congress is GOP Representative Tony Gonzalez. He's retiring from Congress. He faces expulsion over an affair with a staffer who set herself on fire. Oh, some ugly stuff going on. I would like to see all the money that's been paid out for sexual harassment, sexual assault allegations against members of Congress. I think we deserve to see that. That should be made public. And kudos to Representative Ana Paulina Luna. She agrees with me. So maybe we can get some other members of Congress to start putting some pressure on some of the perverts that serve on Capitol Hill. Speaking of perversion, the latest General Insane Asylum has shut down for the year after 90 days. Sign to die yesterday. And the Maryland General Insane Asylum comes to a close, but not before they did great damage to law and order. Which has been a recurring theme for the Democrats here in the state of Maryland through juvenile justice bills, juvenile reform bills, bills to protect criminals, illegal aliens, juvenile thugs, you name it. And law-abiding citizens get hung out to dry each and every year, and this year is no exception. We're talking about the Community Trust Act, which has been signed. And by the way, what they did with this act, it's now they passed it with enough votes where they can make it an emergency bill, meaning that it will go into effect as soon as the governor signs it. They don't have to wait to July 1st or October 1st or whatever. It's the law as soon as they sign. And what the Community Trust Act will do, it basically will prohibit local law enforcement from communicating with federal agents of ICE. Okay, they can communicate with federal agents at the FBI, with the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives, the IRS, all sorts. But anything to do with immigration, can't do it. Obviously, it's because that's they're worried about their voting base. But the problem is now a lot of sheriffs are not taking too kindly to this bill. One of those, of course, Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese, who is vowing that he is not going to comply with this bill.
All it's doing is protecting the criminals. And we all know that the supermajority in Annapolis absolutely loves their criminals.
Yeah, they do love their criminals, and it shows. Each and every session, we get bills that protect the criminals. Let's face it, you have a lot of trial attorneys that serve in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, and those are their clients. They got to protect their clients, right? So that's they got to protect their livelihoods and making sure the criminals get of the fair shake, while the law-abiding citizens, we get the wrong end or the short end of the stick. That has happened on a regular basis. And Sheriff DeWeese also saying that, again, they're going to sue because he thinks this bill, the Community Trust Act, is unconstitutional.
We will likely be taking this to court as unconstitutional. I simply can't allow a legislative body to tell me that you cannot communicate with another law enforcement agency, be it local, state, or federal, on matters of public safety in my community.
Now, my question is this. What happens if, ICE reaches out to the local sheriff's office and said, hey, we've got wind that this individual is in your county, and are they able to coordinate to catch the criminal? This happens all the time. Law enforcement, they put out an APB or they put out, are they able to work with them in that regard or just once they get to the jailhouse? I've not read the entire bill, so I'm not really sure, if there are some, loopholes in here or what, if there's some, fine print in this bill that actually inhibit ICE's ability. Now, if that were the case, that would be, unconstitutional simply because the federal government does indeed have the, authority, to, enforce immigration law. And they can come in to any situation, and basically it's their jurisdiction, even though it may be the local sheriff's office that might be helping or whatever the case may be. But what this does, it sets up, again, animus between federal law enforcement and Maryland State Police and local law enforcement, and that is either an intended consequence or an unintended consequence, probably intended, since we've got the people like Will Smith and Dollar Bill Ferguson and Jocelyn Pena Melnick and, the rest of these individuals in the Democrat Party who have never met a criminal they didn't like. 8:13, traffic weather on the freeze. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the last of the two vehicles were involved in this wreck on I-97 after Route 32. They just left the shoulder area, so now the visual is gone, so that's going to help the situation here now. And we're on the move once again, headed south, eventually down towards 178 and down to the ramps at Route 50. But there's still a backup in the junction there at I-97 affecting Route 32, and I-97 after Benfield Boulevard is also still looking at a delay through there. Baltimore County, about a minute ago, just dispatching out report of a wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway. Haven't seen it yet. There are no cameras right there. Inner loop between Washington Boulevard and the ramp at I-95, so that could impact the traffic coming up the Beltway from the BW Parkway on the west side. We'll keep an eye on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today, upper 80s, mid-60s for the low tonight, and then tomorrow we're looking at highs near 90, still remaining hot on Thursday into Friday as well. Right now 66 in Cloudy and Middle River, and it is 66 in Dundalk as well. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And our America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. It was on this day, April 14th, 1865. President Abraham Lincoln is shot in the head at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. The assassin actor John Wilkes Booth shouted, "Sic semper tyrannis, ever thus to tyrants. The South is avenged," as he jumped on the stage and fled on horseback. Lincoln died the next morning. Booth, who remained in the North during the war despite his Confederate sympathies, initially plotted to capture President Lincoln, take him to Richmond, the Confederate capital. However, on March the 20th, 1865, the day after the planned kidnapping, the president failed to appear at the spot where Booth and his six fellow conspirators lie in wait. 2 weeks later, Richmond fell to Union forces. Learning that Lincoln was to attend Laura Keene's acclaimed performance of Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater on April 14th, Booth plotted a simultaneous assassination of Lincoln, Vice President Andrew Johnson, and Secretary of State William Seward. By murdering the president and two of his possible successors, Booth and his conspirators hoped to throw the U.S. government into a paralyzing disarray. On the evening of April 14, conspirator Lewis Powell burst into the Secretary of State Seward's home, seriously wounding him and three others, while George Atzerodt, assigned to Vice President Johnson, lost his nerve and fled. Meanwhile, just after 10 p.m., Booth entered Lincoln's private theater box unnoticed, shot the president with a single bullet in the back of his head. Although Booth had broken his left leg jumping from Lincoln's box, he succeeded in escaping Washington. The president, mortally wounded, was carried to a cheap lodging house opposite Ford's Theater. At 7:22 the following morning, he died, the first U.S. president to be assassinated. Booth rode into Maryland with David Harold and stopped at the home of Dr. Samuel Mudd, who placed splints on Booth's leg, which he broke in the jump from the balcony. They hid in the barn on Richard Garrett's farm. And thousands of Union troops combed the area looking for them. The other conspirators were captured, except for John Surratt, who fled to Canada. When the troops finally caught up with Booth and Harold on April the 26th, they gave them the option of surrendering. Before the barn was set on fire, Booth remained in the barn as it was went up in flames and then was shot and killed in the burning barn by Corporal Boston Corbett. On July 7th, Atzerodt, Powell, and Harold and John Surratt's mother, Mary, were hanged in Washington. You might know the name Surratt from Surrattsville in Prince George's County. Many believe Surratt, that may have been a miscarriage of justice, although there was proof of Surratt's involvement in the original abduction conspiracy. It is clear that her deeds were minor compared to those of others who were executed. But, you know, she was part of the entire conspiracy gang. And one final note, Ulysses S. Grant and his wife turned down an invitation that night to join President and Mrs. Lincoln at Ford's Theater to see the play Our American Cousin. In doing so, he deprived assassin John Wilkes Booth a second target at Ford's Theater. And that is America 250, April 14th, on this date in history.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
8:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and law officer Stephen, Michael A. Freeman here, and Stephen Freeman, one of the counselors, joins us on the hotline. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean, I'll take the law office of Stephen Freeman.
Yeah, well, one day.
one day. All right, hope you guys are good. So this morning I want to discuss, this is a really terrible personal injury pedestrian case that I've been working on. We actually had depositions yesterday. So here are the facts of this case. My client's 44 years of age. He's an ex-United States Army veteran. He works as a delivery driver. The accident happened in Hagerstown. So on a Sunday morning, my client gets up, excuse me, goes out to his car, opens the hood, and is working on, he's got an issue with his oil. All of a sudden, he hears some revving, and a car behind him smashes into him, which pins him into the car next to him. So he's writhing in pain. The defendant driver gets out, sees my client who's screaming in pain, and runs away. Apparently, the police were chasing the defendant because the defendant was drunk and on drugs. Now, they eventually arrested the defendant. My client's taken by ambulance to the hospital, to a local Hagerstown hospital, but his injuries are so serious that he's taken to Baltimore shock trauma. He has two broken legs and a host of all kinds of injuries. He's in the hospital for a month and then does physical therapy for about 7 months. He's out of work for a year, so he's got hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical bills and lost wages. The defendant takes no responsibility, and the defendant's employer takes no responsibility. This defendant was driving an employee truck at the time of this crash, so we've sued both, and we sued the employer under negligent supervision, negligent hiring. Now, this is very interesting. This defendant had a conviction for murder in 2005 and also had a history of alcohol and drug-related offenses. The employer, the supervisor who hired him, did not do a criminal background check, did not do any type of check. And when I asked him yesterday, why'd you hire him, he said, well, he looked like a good guy. So this is going to be a very interesting case. We don't yet have a trial date. The defendant is now in prison for several years, so we'll keep you posted on this case, but just a horrific case. So, folks, if you've been involved in any type of personal injury, crash, give us a call. We will get you a great settlement, 410-363-6848. We also have a great website, chock full of information. You can go to maflaw.com. Check it out, and we are here for you 24/7. So everybody have a great week, Sean, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, Stephen, thanks. Great advice. Appreciate that. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman, maybe one day Stephen Friedman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online at maflaw.com. Now from the law offices of Boy, Can We Cheat Him and How, here is Chuck Whitaker.
And the undertaker firm of Diggs, Graves, and Barry.
You kill them, we chill them.
That's my financial guy. I fleece him. Goes on forever.
It does.
The wreck on the Beltway, the fire department got out on the Beltway. The initial report said I-95 between there and Washington Boulevard. It looks like there's a wreck that's affecting both sides of the roadway between Washington Boulevard and Hollins Ferry Road. And I said immediately the inner loop is going to back up to the BW Parkway. Well, it's sitting right here, and it's slowly backing up now to Camp Meade Road. May back up eventually the way this thing is sitting. It'll probably back up to the ramp at I-97. And then the traffic that was on the Beltway on the outer loop at 95 was moving but slow. But there's a lot of activity there at Hollins Ferry Road. The inner loop is taking a big hit right now for the traffic through there. Let me have a minute, Sean.
Sure.
Okay, let me just check the outer loop. Wilkins Avenue. Yeah, okay, it's starting to slow. Now we're getting a backup from Wilkins Avenue coming the other way. So BW Parkway coming up the Beltway and Wilkins Avenue coming down the Beltway because of this wreck at Hollins Ferry Road. That's a pretty good-sized backup through there on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today, upper 80s, mid-60s for the low tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 90. It's mostly cloudy, 65 in Annapolis, 66 in Owings Mills. Let's go to John in Eldersburg. Good morning, John. Hello, John. John could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. The other big bill coming out of the Maryland General Insane Asylum is something called the the one that didn't make it was House Bill 0863, known as the Gun Theft Felony Act of 2026. It never made it even to the second reading. But the bill that did come out, we've been talking about it at great length here on the show, is the Glock Switch Bill. Which is something that, again, they call it the Glock switches, but it's these third-party auto sears that are used to modify some of the handguns, of which Glock is the most popular. That's why they call it the Glock switch bill. And, again, law enforcement was lobbying for the Gun Theft Felony Act, which would actually punish the criminals, the people that steal guns. Versus law-abiding citizens, you got a legal product that you have a right to own a firearm here in the state, in the country, based on the Second Amendment. But this law would punish law-abiding citizens, and the one that would punish the criminal, that got the short shrift, thanks to the Democrats. And Doug Jess is he's the president of chairman of the FOP, Baltimore Fraternal Order of Police, Chapter 4. He says that the talk about the Glock switch bill is one that obviously is going to punish law-abiding citizens and not the criminals.
It's not going to do a thing for our crime rate. My experience as a detective, or running a detective's unit for 5 years, stolen guns are the most prevalent problem that we have.
Yeah, they are the most prevalent. And you would think Democrats always talk about gun violence, gun violence, gun, they're blue in the face. But this is all about politics. And that's what Doug Jess is saying regarding why the Gun Theft Felony Act fails and the Glock switch bill passes.
That would have had a real effect of when the police apprehend someone with a gun that has been reported stolen, no matter what they were doing with it, that could have had a very, very good effect on public safety. The other one is about limiting legal sales of weapons from manufacturers to legal gun owners.
And he says, in effect, the bill that they passed is pro-criminal. The bill that they should have passed was a pro-law-abiding citizen.
That crime would have really done something for charging, for getting, you know, criminals, violent criminals, off the streets. Mm-hmm. But they were quick to vote that one down because it's about the criminals.
They love the criminals. We heard Sheriff DeWeese. He has said that at the top of the hour, that they love the criminals, love their criminals here in the state of Maryland. And it shows, okay? They could say one thing. He can say, the governor can say public safety is priority number one, but their actions speak louder than words. And actually, in this case, their legislative actions speak volumes regarding the Gun Felony Act, which never got to second reader.
The same legislature that is touting anti-gun violence made sure that that bill did not pass.
Yep. So, again, the ones, and we talked about it last hour, the bills that they desperately wanted, they started with the 287G, ending the formal agreements. They ended with ending any agreement with ICE and local law enforcement. So, again, the last, I've seen this, and we've been here a long time, talking about General Assembly, the last 5 years of note have been really, really bad for law-abiding citizens and the people who want to believe they're safe. And we see the results of that. We see Rachel Warren. We see Kayla Hamilton. We see Takara Thompson. We see others. And as we said a couple hours ago, 13,000 homicides by illegal aliens alone in 2024 nationwide. And that includes Maryland. I have to see if I get the breakdowns, see if I can get them state by state. That is the next big thing. But what this has done, this has enabled criminals, repeat violent offenders, criminal illegal aliens, and juvenile thugs. Again, if you had an opportunity, and if someone commits a crime with a stolen gun, it gives you more powerful, more enforcement, more prosecution, more years to put people like this away and keep them locked up instead of letting them back out on the streets where they commit their crimes all over again. And you can thank the Democrats for that.
Absolutely.
All right, coming up after the 8:30 news here, 410-922-6680 is our number. Iran, the ceasefire is holding for now. They're begging to come back to the table. The blockade is working. That's the reason why they're begging. And what's going to happen to the nuclear dust, which is buried deep inside a mountain in Iran? We have some answers for you. Stay with us. 8:30. It is time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County police have identified the victim of a deadly hit-and-run crash in Overly. Police say 69-year-old Landis Williams was struck by someone driving a 2014 Honda CR-V at Bel Air Road and Prague Avenue shortly before 8:30 Friday night. The crash investigation is ongoing as police continue to search for the driver involved in the crash. And one person is injured after a car crashed into a Northwest Baltimore beauty supply store. The accident happened shortly before 1 p.m. Monday when a sedan backed into Tiffany's Beauty Supply in the 6400 block of Reisterstown Road. The injured person was taken to a hospital, but there is no word on the extent of their injuries or their condition. According to the Baltimore Sun, a video clip showed that the car's rear tires appeared to be inside of the shop. And Kwesi Mfume has announced more than $1 million in federal funding for Roca's Building Skills to Support Community Safety Project.
The funds will train young people, law enforcement, and frontline staffers to improve emotional regulation skills, support long-term behavior change, and decrease incidents of violence. The project will allow ROCA to engage at-risk youth and support police and corrections officers in stress management and de-escalation skills. The nonprofit ROCA is dedicated to transforming the lives of young men at high risk of violence through behavioral interventions, mentorship, and support programs. And a sweeping immigration enforcement bill that opponents thought was dead is back in play in Maryland after the state legislature passed the Community Trust Act in the last hours of the session. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a big delay on the southwest side of the Beltway. If you're coming up from Anne Arundel County, you're trying to work your way up towards 95, Wilkins Avenue up through there. The wreck is on the inner loop between Washington Boulevard and Hollins Ferry Road. Multiple lanes were blocked. The backup starts there. The tail end of the backup is all the way back to the ramp at I-97. And now I-97 northbound is slow trying to get on to the Beltway. So we're going from basically 3 to 4 lanes, maybe down to just 1 at the accident scene. The outer loop is looking at it, and that's slowing, beginning right out to Wilkins Avenue and towards the ramp at Southwestern Boulevard. But this inner loop backup is getting bigger by the minute. Total gridlock right now. Just looking at the camera, the traffic sitting here at the parkway is not really going anywhere at this point. So right now, 25 minutes, maybe a little bit longer with that gridlock on the inner loop coming up from I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The heat is on starting today. We've got bright sunshine and some hot temperatures with highs headed for the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as lows fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has a morning off. Sean Casey with Stein on sports. The Birds' bats have come alive again. After trailing 7-1, they scored 8 unanswered runs to come back and beat the D-backs 9-7 last night at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Leading the way, Jeremiah Jackson, 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, including a grand slam. Pete Alonso clubbed a go-ahead 2-run shot of his own, his second of the year. Albert Suarez picks up the win in relief. Ryan Helsley records his 5th save. Orioles now won 6 of their last 7 games to go 2 games above 500. D-backs dropped to 9-8 with a defeat. The Orioles manager Craig Albernaz got hit by a foul ball in the game, did not return. Bench coach Donnie Yecker took over, but they expect Albernaz to be okay. Oriole injuries continue to mount, and they've added some first base depth. The team acquired Christian Encarnacion Strand from the Reds last night in exchange for cash. 26-year-old designated for assignment last week after starting the season in the minors. Encarnacion Strand has just 65 big league appearances over the past 2 years due to injuries or performance. He did hit 13 home runs in 2023. Again, he'll start at Norfolk while the Orioles call up a Triple A player to as Ryan Mountcastle goes on the 60-day injured list. Tough for Ryan, that's for sure. Caps are set for their final regular season game tonight on the road against the Columbus Blue Jackets. They've won each of the first three meetings in the season. Caps were eliminated from Stanley Cup playoff contention last night after the Flyers won in a shootout over the Carolina Hurricanes. The big question facing the Caps is whether or not Alexander Ovechkin, the grade 8, will be back for a 22nd year or not. He says he'll make that decision over the summer. And the NBA postseason is finally here. The play-in tournament tips off tonight with the Heat visiting the Hornets in a battle for the East's 8th seed. The winner will score off against the Sixers with the Magic for a chance to go up against the top-seeded Pistons in round one. Meanwhile, the Stanley Cup playoffs get underway this Saturday. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 837. A lot of people wanted to know what happened to the tampon bill that did not make it in the final signed die yesterday. That one died in committee. So that is something that we shall, I'm sure it'll be back next year. Again, this is what the Democrats do. They keep introducing the most controversial, outrageous bills, and then they keep coming back for another bite at the apple. And slowly but surely, that's what they've done with these all these juvenile bills and these pro-criminal illegal alien thug bills. So I'm sure we'll be back for more. Meanwhile, what's happening with Operation Epic Fury? Again, Midnight Hammer started everything off, and that buried the tons. I can't remember the exact weight of it is, but it's a couple thousand pounds, I heard, of enriched uranium that Iran has. 60% of it is enriched. That's enough to make a dirty bomb, normally to make a atom bomb or whichever you would need to be at least 85 to 90% enriched. But the 65% is certainly dangerous. And they have enough to make, they say, because it's getting it to 65% takes the longest. But once you get to 65%, getting it to 85, 90% is not doesn't take that long. And that's enough, they say, to make 10 or 11 nuclear weapons. And so right now in Operation Midnight Hammer, that was they hit the, I think it was at Isfahan and the or Fordow, one of which, I think it's the Isfahan. And by the way, there's now satellite imagery showing that Iran is protecting the bunker at Isfahan with berms and debris, and they're doing everything they can to make entrance to that that tunnel not accessible. So we know it's there, and it's buried under the rubble that was hit by the B-2 stealths in Operation Midnight Hammer. So last night on a special report with Brett Baer, the Vice President, J.D. Vance, was talking about the two things that the President is most concerned about. And he wants, again, for Iran not to get a nuclear weapon and to make sure that we go in and we retrieve that nuclear dust.
And there are two things in particular where the President of the United States really said we have no flexibility. We have to get to the outcome that the President said. On the first of those things, what some people call the dust, which is the enriched uranium that the Iranians currently possess, we have said that we want that to come out of their country, and we would like to take possession of it. Now, why does that matter? That doesn't matter, of course, because they have access to that material now. That access, that material was actually buried underground by Operation Midnight Hammer. But if you think about this over the long haul, the President doesn't want to leave the next president or the president after that to be worrying about this program. And so we would like to get that material out of the country completely so that the United States has control of it. That's number one. And the second thing is that, again, to this point about verification, it's one thing for the Iranians to say that they're not going to have a nuclear weapon. It's another thing for us to put in place the mechanism to ensure that's not going to happen. Part of that is, of course, to ensure that they don't have the ability to enrich uranium, which is how they got so close to a nuclear weapon before.
Yeah, and that's and then we have Hillary Rodham, a carpetbagger. She felt compelled to weigh in because, after all, don't you know, she's the expert. Oh, she's the expert on allowing or selling Russia enriched uranium. Remember that? But she took the opportunity to trash Vice President Vance on the morning schmo.
For those over age 60, a major...
Okay. All right. So that, but anyway, she went on to say that in this particular case...
You know, let me just say this. When I was Secretary of State and beginning the secret negotiations with Iran to try to reach a nuclear weapons deal to prevent them from ever having a nuclear arsenal, it was a very slow, deliberative process. This is hard work. You don't just show up in Geneva or Islamabad, talk for a bunch of hours, and go away. This is hard, disciplined effort that has to go into diplomacy to reach any result.
First off, let me say, do you remember when President Reagan met with Gorbachev at Reykjavik? That was showing up at Reykjavik, Iceland, talking for a bunch of hours, and they did come out with, again, look, I do think Iran realizes the end is near for them. They're just trying to get as much as they can out of any kind of a deal. But let's not forget, under Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and Joseph Robinette Biden, they were this close, Iran was to having actionable nuclear weapons that they could deploy against Israel, their allies, and eventually the United States would be next. Okay? So I don't want to hear any of her crap and her pablum about her negotiation skills, because frankly, she sucks. So did Obama with the deal. Remember, they gave them all sorts of cash, and they used that cash to fund their proxies, which then were used to commit war, 10-7, against the Jewish people in Israel, against their allies in the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and Qatar, and elsewhere, and then to go on to arm the Houthis in Yemen and the Hezbollah in Lebanon. So that is the legacy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden et al. And finally, we have a president with the stones to end it instead of prolonging our agony. It's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Time once again for the update. Here is the latest with Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so the Beltway Southwest side, they're the ones that's taking the hit right now for the traffic coming up from the I-97 ramps and then up eventually and past the VW Parkway. And the problem is the wreck was all the way up near Hollins Ferry Road and Washington Boulevard. So a big delay there for that traffic coming up through that area. I'm just back looking at the camera again. Not moving very well even since the last report right here at the VW Parkway. And the tail end of this, let me just go back down here. Yeah, I-97 coming onto the Beltway is backed up the Beltway from Ritchie Highway, but also have a delay. And that's going up through 648 to 170 to the Parkway, then Hollins Ferry Road, and eventually up to the accident scene. So that's a big delay. Maybe if you're back there on I-97, you would just take 100, go west on 100, come over to 95, and then 95 up to the Beltway. That would take you around that entire area. Not much other than that to move away from the Beltway running parallel through that area. So that would at least get you around that. Right now, the tail end of this, maybe 25 to 30 minute delays on the Beltway coming up through there. A little bit slow in the outer loop as well, south of Wilkins Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today. Highs upper 80s, tonight mid-60s, and then it's going to be really hot tomorrow. Highs could reach 90. And then again on Thursday, back into the upper 80s again into Friday. So right now, 69 in Ellicott City, 69 in Pikesville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it
Northfield Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs. Now celebrating their Spring Black Friday event. A Missouri man named Dan Cuthern is getting a fresh start after more than a decade of being homeless. Thanks to a group of kind strangers, five women came together and helped Dan and his dog Bentley move from living under an overpass into a hotel, and then surprised him with an RV to call him his call himself home. Here are the ladies and Dan talking about their random act of kindness.
You don't realize how hard it is for someone to get back on their feet until you're trying to help them do it. As we've gained money, we just started looking for an affordable RV, and we found one.
For the community to do this for him, it's just amazing.
Just happy about it all.
Makes me want to cry.
I love it.
He has a job waiting for him at a doggy daycare. So he's very excited about that. He's going to have us as a staple in his life for quite some time.
Just an incredible story. And see, you can make a difference if only people act and try to help one another. And I think it's more when it's, isn't it funny when faith-based organizations and charitable organizations and human beings do this instead of relying on government, you usually get much better results, don't you? Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Winter is officially in the rear view and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. From now to the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill, command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance, we've got your backyard.
All right, it's 8:47. Let's take a phone call here from Tyreek in Ellicott City. Good morning, Tyreek.
Hi, good. I'm going to tell you why I was dead set in the tampon bill. And the reason why is there were no funds set aside for abortion counseling for trans men.
Yes.
In the situation where a trans man became pregnant and wanted to consider an abortion, the society had an obligation to provide him with counseling. And the other thing I was upset about is there was no funds set aside for curfews in graveyards. We should have police posted every night so that no creatures get out of graves and walk around and make trouble through carjacking, etc.
Yeah, especially voting as well. But I know you're saying that facetiously, but look, I mean, you could get a trans man who identifies as being pregnant. Then what do you do?
Well, you need special therapy for that.
Right, right.
The society should spend billions and billions of dollars to help these people out.
That's a great point. Tyreek, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. 8:48, Don says, Sean, the media is playing the Pope against the president. This is divide us. Did the media ask the Pope about abortion October 7th in Israel or other atrocities that Iran was funding? Like the, well, they just hung three wrestlers over there in Iran. And, you know, there are Christians that are persecuted in Iran as well. I don't know if the Pope is aware of that, but maybe somebody should tell him. Brian says, I am Catholic. I went to Catholic school for 12 years, as did I. I sent three boys to Catholic schools for 12 years. I'm not a regular practicing Catholic. I don't attend Mass regularly because I have soured on the church. I don't agree with most of their policies, but I do believe in some of their education. I support President Trump. However, sometimes I wish he would just ignore some people, not feel commenting on everything. I'm not a big fan of the Pope. In this case, the president should have just ignored the Pope. This is just an argument the president will have a hard time winning. Yeah, but that doesn't, you know, he's not afraid of making that argument. He doesn't run from anything or anyone. And that's what makes him unique, more so than the other presidents. And you get, you know, is he flawed? We're all flawed. We're all sinners. We all have vulnerabilities and flaws. Lincoln had flaws, and George Washington had flaws. Some of our greatest presidents and leaders, Patton, an incredible leader, he had flaws. It's how you overcome those flaws and how you deliver. And the fact that you always remember that this man means what he says what he means, and he delivers on his promises. And the fact is he just takes it very, he takes it to heart. When he's trying to do something that no other president in history has done is to hold Iran accountable, he's getting basically chin music from the cheap seats. And I think that that's why he feels compelled to comment. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't forget, Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd, 5 to 7, Michael's Cafe, York Road. A live in-person discussion with yours truly. And we can now announce that Delegate Nino Mangione is going to join us for that Pint in Politics as the session is now over. So Nino helped cover both the Maryland General Insane Asylum. It was his last one. He's now running for County Council. Now that he's free and unencumbered, I'm sure we'll have some interesting things to say. And we'll be covering the ongoing situation in Iran, which probably will continue by then in the second year of President Trump's second term. So, again, tickets $25, light hors d'oeuvres, complimentary WCBM pint glasses included. Cash bar is available. It was sold out last year. We had a great crowd. It was a beautiful evening. I would get your tickets now, WCBM.com. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. So join me and Delegate Nino Mangione for next Thursday, April 23rd, 5 to 7 at Michael's Cafe, 8:53. Traffic weather on the threes with the update once again. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
What a crowd.
It's going to be a great crowd.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
We may roast you in absentia.
I don't know what that means, but that's all right.
Well, you're not there.
I knew what it meant. I just said to be funny. What do you think, I'm ignorant? Don't answer that.
Ignant.
Wait, ignant?
You ignant.
It could go either way, Mr.
It
Casey.
It could.
The inner loop of the Beltway here at the BW Parkway, they've gone up to about 5 or 6 miles an hour now. So we're making a little progress here. The wreck was all the way up between Hollins Ferry Road and Washington Boulevard. It's just now starting to where they're making a little progress. They're still backed up all the way back to I-97. So if I was back in Millersville and coming up I-97, rather than get in this mess, I would take 100 West. I would go over to I-95 and come back up to the Beltway from there and then make your move from there. That'll save you a little bit of time. Let me just check on the outer loop here, see if it was backed up. Yeah, it's not as bad, but it's a little bit slow right there underneath I-95 as you're coming down the Beltway and then going by the accident scene. They can see it on the opposite side. Still going to take a while for it to settle down if you're in the tail end of that backup, probably 30 minutes. And now, we got another second or so?
Sure.
The inner loop now right here at Wilkins Avenue. I'm finding all kind of stuff here as I look around. Inner loop now at Wilkins Avenue is starting to slow, and there might be a problem there just above the Wilkins Avenue ramp as you're coming up the hill towards Frederick Road. Okay, that's enough. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is sunny and hot today. Upper 80s. Frankly, I'm surprised to see Kim in studio today. I thought she'd be playing hooky. Tomorrow might be the day. 90. Thursday also going to be real nice. Look at you. You're like, yeah. I could be out on that boat right now.
Yeah, after sitting in that traffic. Yeah, I could. Somebody should whisk me away in a huge yacht. Please, I'm begging you.
70 right now in the city, and it is 70 in Parkville. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning. So, lots have happened in Annapolis, as you know, because you've been talking about that this morning. The Community Trust Act is still just unbelievable to me. It's interesting, too, because, of course, this is going to impact every state's attorney's office across the state of Maryland. So, we'll have Allison Healy, the Harford County State's Attorney. She's going to be in studio at 10 o'clock. So she'll spend some time with us and let us know how that impacts her job. On top of 287G, there's some other bills that were passed that will also impact her job. It seems as though the Democrats went to Annapolis this session to literally add taxes and fees and to make our lives less safe. That was the agenda.
Yeah, as far as taxes go, it would be local if they transferred.
Because they're transferring everything to
the property tax. They didn't pass any specific tax increase, but it's indirect they do with some of these fees and stuff. But the biggest thing is, you go look at it, you look at the bills that came out, a lot of pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien, pro-juvenile thug bills. And the law-abiding citizens, the people just want to live a life here, get an education, do their job, come home. We get the short end of the stick every year now.
Every single time. So we're going to talk about all that, of course. And, of course, we're going to talk about, obviously, what's happening on Capitol Hill with Eric Swalwell. Did you see him resigning that quickly? I didn't see that coming. But now that I saw some of the
Got a hint because Anna Paulina Luna said yesterday there's another shoe that's about to drop.
Oh, did she say that?
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that.
And this there's also, she said that I don't know if you saw the videotape of him frolicking with a sex worker in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Anna Paulina Luna said that the person that was filming it may have been a minor.
Underage. So I did see that again.
So I figure once that comes out, then it's the writing's on the wall.
So you thought he was done.
I can't believe he was allowed to be on the House Intelligence Committee when he was messing around with Fang.
Right. And then, of course, I saw, now everybody on the Hill is talking and they're saying, oh, it was kind of the open secret. Really? So nobody wanted to say anything about this?
But notice they had to get the Republican scalp, too.
Yeah.
So Tony Gonzalez also put was pressured to resign, and rightfully so. But I do think it's time that we get the entire roster or list of sexual settlements, misconduct settlements.
Yeah, that slush fund book needs to be open. Mm-hmm. Taxpayers deserve that. So we're going to talk about all that stuff. Obviously, got a lot of local stories as well. But today's going to be a hot show.
Yes.
Literally. Not just because it's beautiful outside. But literally. We're going to have a hot show. Thanks,
all right. Very good. Can't wait for that. Thanks. Kim Klasick Live, always informative and entertaining. So look, I'm happy. I have mixed feelings about Kanaya's Law. I'm happy the delegate, Mike Griffith, he worked very hard to get this bill passed. It was his bill. And what they did to him, it's just, this is how petty the Democrats are. They took his bill and they gutted it and they put Jocelyn Pena Melnick's name on it as a co-sponsor. Because it has to be a Democrat, because Democrats won't vote on a Republican bill. They just won't. And he doesn't care. Mike Griffith was, he was in the foster care system, so he's trying to get this thing passed. And he talked about the one good thing came out of this was the Kanaya's Law this particular session.
Well, I think it's important that the legislature finally took this measure up after many, many years of people trying to advocate. And, there's a lot of people who say Republicans can't get things done in Annapolis. We've heard a lot of that rhetoric this year. This shows that's not the case. This was a Republican priority bill that became tremendously bipartisan, became one of the most important priorities of the entire legislature, and I think it's important. And it's not to be lost that we got to make sure we acknowledge Kanaya Ward and the Ward family and what they went through and the fact that we're honoring them. And as tragic as her death was, it's not in vain. And we're going to do some really good work and we're going to make sure this never happens again.
I hope he's right. I hope it never happens again, but I have my doubts based on you're still dealing with bureaucratic, incompetent, inefficient state agencies. And even though this law might say no unlicensed placements in hotels or whatever, I'll hold my breath. Back tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.